telling the world of the crimes that Bill and Hillary Clinton are responsible for in Haiti. And we are telling the American people that the 32,000, over 32,000 emails that Hillary Clinton said she deleted have evidence of the crimes they've committed.
The Clintons have a long history with the Black Republic of Haiti. In January of 2010, after 220,000 Haitians were decimated in an earthquake, the world responded by pouring in $13 billion in donations.
And a year after the quake, Red Cross CEO Gail McGovern announced plans to create, quote, brand new communities.
The Haitian people has not seen not even 2% of that money.
2%?
Nothing was done in Haiti.
After the Clintons descended on Haiti like vultures and the Laura Silsby abduction of 33 Haitian children unfolded,
we already know that some of these children still have parents because an elder girl might be 8 or 9 years old told us crying, I'm not an orphan, I do have my parents.
You can't just pick up a child and walk out of the country with a child, clearly, no matter what your best intentions are.
Of course, Haiti is currently run by a Freemason cannibal dubbed Barbecue because of his penchant for torching his enemies.
Dimitri Rizier is a former policeman. He's under sanctions from the UK for his actions here. But he does remain one of the most powerful people in Haiti today, and he doesn't like being interrupted.
This is the Guatemalan and Salvadoran consulates being ransacked. Hospitals have been too. In most of the capital, it's not the police in control, but Haiti's ultra-violent gangs.
This is the Haiti we have all come to know and love.
While we were in Haiti, we offered Haitians their own version of Make America Great Again hats. It's a hat that says Haiti is great already. We offered it to them and they were quite happy to have it.
Who's heard of Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Can you translate? Donald Trump was on television.
Donald Trump était en télévision.
And then a bunch of grown-ups got drunk. And they made him president.
After the Clintons had their way with Haiti, manipulating its economy in the 1990s and then plundering the millions in aid money the world gave the survivors of the 2010 earthquake, it has been a slippery slope.
So where did the money go?
Well, the Clintons' first act was to provide what they claimed were hurricane-proof emergency trailers, which they say could also have been used to school the island's children. Didn't turn out too well.
Two more bodies, a man and a woman shot as they rode a motorcycle. Nobody knows why any of these murders are happening. We see the dead every day.
Under the umbrella of the Biden administration, total chaos has been unleashed.
Even as the international community gets behind a new Haiti-led transition plan to end the gang uprising.
President Biden's reaction? Send the survivors that make it out to Guantanamo Bay and then flood Florida with them.
What are we doing to prepare for that wave and to ensure that these people are not paroled into the United States as the administration has done with people on the southern border?
But these aren't your average refugees. These refugees bring the Democrats' normalization of cannibalism to our shores as well. Because the most ingenious way to reduce the population is to have that population eat itself.
So they're saying that they can take tissue and muscle from celebrities and mix it with animal meat and some other things and grow actual meats out of it in a lab.
If the person okayed it, I would eat a human. If you were at a very fancy restaurant and they were like a tiny piece of human meat.
No. I think the only way
you wouldn't try a tiny bite?
No.
Really?
Absolutely not.
A man is in custody after a witness said he was eating a detached leg. You heard that right. Kern County Sheriff's Office tells us that that detached leg came from a person hit by a train in this area this morning.
For airborne states, we did chop human being meats.
And Biden adds, furthermore, have them bankrupt the blue cities and then have them all shipped to red states.
Blountsville DHS sent this official notice saying nearly 600, quote, non-citizens were looking to travel to these areas highlighted on your screen.
There may still be some use for the Haitians when it comes to the criminal aims of the Democratic Party. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
All right, folks, it's Friday. This has got to be the most massive news show ever.
What's happening now?
Wait for it. InfoWars tells you the truth.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Friday, September 13th, 2024. I'm Alex Jones, your host.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Fortune tanto, vuonera, si libiratibus ocelis, fortune amici, vuonera.
We are 52 days
from the front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
52 days from the most important election in world history. All right, it's now official. They announced yesterday that the White House is set to announce this weekend that NATO and the United States are going to provide thousands of missiles, heavy missiles, to attack Russian military bases all over Russia. So this is officially NATO going to war with Russia. We've been sleepwalked into this in the last 2.5 years. NATO, of course, with proxy war for 11 years, has been overthrowing the Ukrainian government and starting all of this. When you go to the Drudge Report, what's the top headline? Laura Magalov, MTG calls Don enraged, civil war escalates, campaign in crisis. It's absolutely made up. Nothing's going on. That's just oh my gosh, two women are arguing with each other. We're on the verge of World War III, and that's what the Democrats, I saw it on CNN, MSNBC, and Fox talking about it without even looking, just on TV, is at my house, and in the coffee break room. That's all they're talking about is how Kamala won the debate, which she didn't. Trump could have done better, but he won handily. She lied the whole time. I mean, even if you listen to the rhetoric and don't know facts, he won. If you know that he was telling the truth, she lied. He totally won. But they're talking about, oh, Trump's in deep trouble. Oh, Trump's dominated. Oh, it's all over for Trump. Here's a headline. Kamala Harris broke Donald Trump. The Atlantic. That's the CIA. That's literally the Jeffrey Epstein Island operation. That's who owns that and runs that, is that exact group. So we have that, and Putin saying, if you start bombing us directly with precision weapons guided by your satellites, we're going to hit Europe and the U.S. I mean, that's it. I mean, nothing like this happened, even in the Cuban Missile Crisis. This is, all the experts agree, this is the most dangerous it's ever been, of course, 52 days out for the most important election in world history. So when I keep saying this is the most hardcore show ever. 20 years ago, I said that maybe once a year because things were getting crazier. Now it's every few days because it just escalates. The news here is so incredible. And the bad stuff the globalist is doing is more intense. The good stuff happening is more intense. The wheels coming off their operations is more intense. Let me just show you what I've got. Look at this giant group of stacks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Some of these stacks are 3 inches tall, each story insanely bombshell. They've announced total world government, global cashless society run by the UN, an official announcement. That's one article. They are announcing that Ford for years is listening to everything you say in your car with vehicles going back a decade. Well, so are all the other devices. And the FBI is investigating. What do you think Alexa is in your house? What do you think your phone is? They're listening to everything. That's CBS News, though. Oh, my God, they're listening to it in your car. Yeah, Biden made it the law 2 years ago. Tracks everything everywhere you go with microphones and GPS. So that's totally insane. That's just one article out of probably 300 in front of me or more. That every one of them is that insane. Major studies, John Hopkins, British Medical Journal, oh my God, it is causing cancer, the shots, record blood clots, it's all true, infertility, oh my God, here's more shots for you. Giant stack on that, total insanity. We've got all the key Democrat senators that actually run things in the Senate, Murray and Blumenthal, that have literally quarterbacked the attacks on me. They've run it with the FBI and CIA on record. I mean, I'm being deposed. It's the son of Blumenthal in the room. He comes out and says, this morning, you're going to be shocked. You're going to be blown away. They had a stand down, and they're lying to Congress, both the DHS and the Justice Department. Why would he and Murray, who are two peas in a pod, everything they say is total deep state. I mean, they are the Democrat senators. I mean, Schumer runs around as the politicking and follows the orders, but they're in charge. He comes out and says, oh, my God, there's a total stand down, total cover up. You're going to be shocked. Why would he do that? Because they know the truth's coming out. And I've been talking to people in the Trump operation and in Army Special Operations and in other major organizations, both corporate and private government, that they found some interesting things in Butler from the witnesses and everything that'll be coming out in the next 10 days. And I told the folks, you need to talk about it now. One of the people is Jack Posobiec that joins us in the fourth hour I'll be hosting today. Well, he'll be joining me and Tucker coming up on Monday the 23rd in Reading, Pennsylvania, his hometown. He'll be joining us, and he'll be giving a lot of his findings he can give at that point, but not all of them. And I was talking to him this morning, and I've got all other sources saying the same thing. I said, you got to start releasing this now. And he said, well, we got even more coming, so we obviously. And I said, look, you know they're tapping all the phones. They already know. So why not go ahead and bring it out? So he's like, well, okay. So he'll get to some of it, a lot of it, coming up in the fourth hour today. But, I mean, we got their ass. And we've got whistleblowers, Secret Service, police, everybody. They were told to stand down. It wasn't just a screw-up. The guy was out there 90-plus minutes, 26 minutes on the roof, 7, 8 minutes with the gun out. You can see him, you know, naked eye there pointing at Trump. I mean, it wasn't the Secret Service that shot him. It was the cops. I mean, this is incredible. Oh, but I'm sorry. Laura Loomer and is fighting with MTG. MTG's not fighting with her, and I like Laura, but, you know, this is just ridiculous. Oh, what was the top story when nuclear war happened? Oh, two women arguing, supposedly, with no witnesses. Who cares? Oh, my God, Trump's campaign's in trouble. Two women are arguing. It's like Godzilla's attacking your city, and you're mad because you sprained your ankle. Or not even that, you saw an ant walking along the ground. Look, an ant's walking on the ground. Oh, my God. There's Godzilla, like, vaporizing the city a mile away. Your house is on fire, and you're dusting the windows, or, you know, dusting the tables. Your house has got fire shooting through it. There's smoke everywhere. You're about to pass out. You're like, oh, well, let me get a drink of ice water out of the refrigerator. Let me make sure my shoes are tied before I get out of here. I mean, this is Titanic sinking, and you're ordering a martini, rearranging deck chairs. So that's what the corporate media's got. That's all they got, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, literally top story everywhere. Oh, my God, Trump's devastated. He's in trouble. Women supposedly secretly argued. Oh, my God, it's all over. But they know the public likes mindless crap like that. So, again, bombshell World War III, most closest ever been. We'll get to that first. We've got WEF admits COVID was a test for public obedience to New World Order globalist system. And they've announced UN Pact for the Future, digital IDs, vaccine passports, massive censorship and total control run by the UN. We've got the Secret Service, total stand down, rats leaving the sinking ship. We've got Trump, the two massive economic announcements that's even bigger than no tax on tips. Boom, Trump proposes, and he always says what he says he will or dies trying, no taxes on overtime pay, and illegal aliens will not be given free grants to get mortgages. I mean, that is so huge. And then, of course, I told you this 2 years ago. Now it's all been declassified. Congress is probing it. Private and think tanks investigators are suing. The State Department's been running the tyranny and the election fraud and the outlawing of Bolsonaro running and his indictment with the CIA and Justice Department in Brazil, the sixth most populous country in the world, the most important country in South America. Kind of a big deal. Because we have the same enemy. People are like, why do you care about Australia being under tyranny? Same people are attacking them. Why do you care about Mexico? Same people are attacking them. Why do you care about Brazil? Same people are attacking them. Why do you care about South Korea? Why do you care about South Africa? Why do you care about Germany? It's the same New World Order, the same people. Again, if Martians pulled up and had and a huge flying saucer vaporized Moscow or vaporized Mexico City or Durban, South Africa, I would be just as upset if they vaporized Dallas, because it means they're coming for you next. Holy Toledo. That is what empathy is all about. So, and then we have the Haiti thing. Ladies and gentlemen, I even stopped posting them on X because I can't have my whole feed just be Pennsylvania. But we're going to create some big articles that have a boil down, so if you want to see it all. We have Haitians sacrificing cats. We have Haitians grabbing new videos, cats out of front yards, biting their necks open, and drinking the blood. We have Haitians doing instructional videos on how to properly scald a cat's fur off and then clean that off and then how to roast it over an open fire properly. We have Haitians trying to kidnap little girls on video. We have people saving them. I mean, the feeds are so huge because everybody's just showing it. It is bedlam. It's like zombie apocalypse. A town of 36,000 has 20,000 mainly military age men dropped on them with free money out of the sky. And Haiti is literally 90% devil worshiper. And you got all these Haitians that are Christians warning, saying, you don't want the devil worshipers. And Christian Haitians are great citizens. We have the statistics. Funny, the devil worshipers aren't. I mean, little kids with the Haitians literally coming and sniffing their necks and grabbing on them like Joe Biden. And people saving the little kids. I mean, this is getting hardcore. And it just goes, oh, but that doesn't matter. Loomer MAGA love, MTG calls Don in rage. Civil war escalates. Wonder who claimed that. Wonder who of the two made this an issue to be in the news. I wonder who's doing this for a publicity stunt. Wonder who's talking to the media behind the scenes. Wonder who's putting themselves out there to become famous. I don't know. We ought to find out, huh? So, I can tell you it's not MTG. So, couldn't be Laura. So I wonder who it is around Trump doing it. We better get to the bottom of that. Because I don't like troublemaking, man. We sure as hell, we need to find out about the 325,000 kids that are missing, many in sex slavery and in slave labor, which is admitted. Oh, but that doesn't matter. Somebody told the press there's a cat fight going on. Wonder who did that. God almighty. And it just goes on. Financial numbers are in. Prices are exploding at record level, despite what we were told. Of course, all the claims of prices lowering some and inflation lowering and employment being high. All fake, fake, fake. Okay, so I just spent 18 minutes telling you some. I probably told you 5% of what's in the stacks. So I'm going to be disciplined. And I'm going to go through it now. But I just want listeners to hear me, please, on my knees. You need to have a total sense of urgency. You need to be praying, in my view, at least 3-4 times a day on your knees, and I'm doing it. And you need to be absolutely seeking God's discernment to lead God and direct us through this, and you better be kissing your children and your wife, your husband, a lot extra, and you better be thanking God for every moment we've got. Before total economic collapse, civil war, martial law, truck bombs, false flag attacks, power outages, World War III, nuclear war, the whole global system of financial fraud, the bubble has already popped. central bankers need to force us onto a new system that's even more enslaving to get themselves out of hot water. They're cornered rats, and they intend to take us with them. So they tried to kill Trump on July 13th. Guys, look up the numbers. How many days ago was that? What, 2 months, roughly? See if I'm right. Look, that was 2 months. I think it's exactly 2 months ago. Yeah. So 2 months ago they did that. It's not a Netflix show. It's not World of Warcraft. It's not Call of Duty. It's not a video game. It's the real world on this planet. And I know most of you know that, but I want everybody to have it. I mean, even myself yesterday, I did Glenn Beck's podcast. I did a bunch of other great shows, and they're at the Blaze. I did three of them, and I was on with Miss Gonzalez, great talk show. I was really smart, and she was pointing out people aren't making a big enough deal about this. They think it's just something that happened in the past, and no, it's happening now. They're going to try to kill him again because they know he's going to win. So, yes, it's 2 months today. All right, so I nailed it. And now we know it's a total standout. Everything I told you the day of the event has now been admitted. Of course they stood down. And of course they lied to Congress. And of course they're suppressing what really happened to even the Senate. And the Senate's backing away from this because they know that the whistleblowers are already telling Congress what happened, and it's insane. And I know what happened, and I've been asked not to talk about it yet, so that the people on Capitol Hill can break it, and so the investigators can break it. But let's just say good guys in Army Special Operations and good guys in one of the larger known military contractor groups and good guys inside the Secret Service, FBI, you name it, have all the receipts and the local police, and it's all being put together. And I'm just telling these people, because they're getting more by the minute, the Democrats just came out and said they're totally screwed. They know you got them. You already got enough cards to win. Play them now, man. We don't have time here. It's like hunting. You see that deer go out between the spaces? You got 10 yards to get him. You're on target. Don't hesitate. Pull the trigger. And I don't mean kill anybody. That's a metaphor. But you better not hesitate. Relax. Pull the trigger. I've been telling Trump for a month, pull the trigger on the 325,000 missing. Say you're going to find them. Say you're going to prosecute who did it. And he is. Unify the people. One thing Trump did that was wrong in the debate is they would challenge his crowd sizes and, you know, attack him personally, and he used to be really bad about it. He still took debate. I mean, listen, I didn't start this show with Extra and Dateline and ABC News all attacking me last night. And that's just what I know about. Did I start the show with that? I'm only telling you about it because it's an example. Did I start the show? Oh, Bill Gates attacked me last night with Oprah Winfrey. They've got the clip. I haven't even watched it because it's not important. They got the clips of me being attacked on everything else. They're like, hey, you want to run this? And I'm like, nah, I don't think so. It ain't about Laura Loomer and MTG. It ain't about Alex Jones getting attacked by Bill Gates. Well, they had some celebration on Extra or whatever that is they got in there. Like, the 2 years after Jones lost the lawsuit, they called it a celebration. They didn't lose the lawsuit. Judges found me guilty. It's to intimidate everybody. I'm intimidated by World War III. I want to stop it. So I'm done talking about that. It's interesting. If we have time later, you know, we'll at the end of the show or something. But this is not how big a talk show host I am, or, you know, how much my name can be in the newspaper. I don't give a rat's ass about that. You understand that they have announced 2 days ago that thousands of cruise missiles are being delivered, giant ones, some of them 2,000, 3,000-pound munitions, that they can, again, shoot through your window. They can shoot them from thousands of miles away and hit a Volkswagen Beetle in the windshield. They can shoot it into a windshield. They can shoot some of these missiles, literally, if you bent over, they can shoot it up your ass. Excuse my French. If you open your mouth up, they can have the missile come and go right in your mouth. The cone, right in there. Okay? They can drop bombs on postage stamps. Seriously. They can have the nose of a missile come into a postage stamp. You watch the Israelis with their missiles that they shoot from 10 miles away, and it'll go right in the window of the car, right through the perfectly in the roof, right dead center to a postage stamp. They do that from thousands of miles away as well. And Putin's like, okay, you've announced, you're already giving the guidance to the Ukrainians. Now you're going to hit us from Europe with these damn things. All right, we're going to hit European targets. And the Russians will do it, people. My God, Hitler killed 26 million of them. Did you know that? And of the Russian and of the Germans that were killed, the 24 million, the Russians are estimated to have killed 22 million. That's right, the U.S. only killed 2 million, along with the quote, allies. The Russians killed and beat Hitler. So if you want to get in World War III, you pick the right people. Same thing with Napoleon Bonaparte. They kicked his ass. So, and they will die en masse. And that's the whole point about it. They will fight you. They will fight to the death. I mean, it's like climbing into a giant gorilla's nest and going over and slapping it in the face. And a lot of gorillas at first will look at you and wonder why you're doing it. But in a minute, they'll just get up and pull your head off and throw your carcass in the ditch. So, or it's equivalent of a grizzly bear. That's usually the Russian analogy. Let's just go up to a giant grizzly bear and then just start punching it in the nose. That's a really good idea. And we're like, well, we'll just blow them off the map. They'll blow us off the map, you damn morons. And I'm not calling our listeners damn morons. I mean Kamala and Biden constantly on vacation. Oh, we can't send F-16s. We can't send tanks. That's World War III. It'll escalate. And now it has escalated. And these psychotic maniacs I've got Politico and Axios right here, are licking their lips. Oh, Putin's in trouble. As early as this weekend, the bombardment of Moscow with heavy missiles is going to begin. Oh, that'll be wonderful when they send in a missile that blows up a whole city block. When you see 20-story buildings falling, that's going to, because they can knock out a building. They'll fly it right into the bottom of a building, just like you saw in Gaza, and you'll see. What do you think the Russians are going to do when the United States and NATO start making major Russian cities? And they're going to hit military bases in the cities. They're going to hit the airfields. They've already said, oh, we're going to hit the airfields where their strategic nuclear weapons are. We're going to hit their bombers. What do you think the Russians are going to do when four or five cruise missiles come into one of their strategic air bases and they have nuclear weapons stored at them? Well, what do you think the Russians are going to do when their nuclear arsenal starts getting attacked? They're going to fire tactical nuclear weapons into Europe from where the missiles came from, and then 5 minutes later, Europe is going to hit them with heavier missiles, and 30 minutes later, you're going to have submarine-launched missiles vaporizing major U.S. cities. Within 30 minutes, the end of the world, all because we have demons running things that want to screw kids. And the Russians say, you're not going to rape our children. Remember, 15 years ago, Putin's crazy. He banned children being shipped to the U.S. He says that the U.S. is selling them into sex slavery and raping them. Nightline, CNN, 60 Minutes. The Russians are crazy. They say pedophile rings are screwing the Russian kids. And they were screwing the Russian kids. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's talk about Laura Loomer and MTG. And I know who's doing this, and stop it. Stop leaking to the press that you're, you know, and there's a fight with which girls like more by Trump, like we're in junior high. Do we like Sally or Jenny? I'm gonna throw up. Jesus Christ. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you.
To be completely frank, all of this other news is completely overshadowed by the World War III developments. I know there's a normalcy bias that since nuclear weapons were developed in the mid-1940s that, you know, we're not really going to use them. Everything's okay. The Cold War is over. No. The International Atomic Scientists Organization, all the major think tanks, the Pentagon admits we're closest to nuclear war we've ever been. And I don't need to go read what they say. I can tell you. So I'm going to hit the nuclear war news. And at this point, we've allowed the criminals to steal the election. We've allowed the EU to take over and set up total tyranny. It's all the same globalist group. And they started the war 11 years ago, overthrowing the Ukrainian government and stirring stuff up, an ongoing civil war, and moving weapons up to the edge of Russia and saying they were going to bring Ukraine into NATO, where Russia was founded. And so the Russians went in a little over 2.5 years ago, and they've taken the area they wanted. They've defeated NATO. And so NATO keeps escalating and now has shipped thousands of heavy cruise missiles and other missiles guided by U.S. and Western satellites and troops to be directed, aimed, and fired by our criminal governments at the Russians. And the Russians have said, and Putin has said, we'll play a clip in a moment, he very calmly talks about it, that that's a complete escalation and is war with Russia and will be handled as such according to their threat doctrine, which means they will either use heavy missiles with conventional warheads to strike NATO supply targets even outside of Ukraine. They've said Poland's the first target, and the Polish government's now got a globalist running it. Their parliament's saying don't do this and saying we don't want to be part of it. There's Polish troops admittedly fighting in Ukraine and that have actually gone into Russia. That's been confirmed. Remember, that happened 5 weeks ago, and it's just a blip on the radar screen. 100 miles inside Russia, there's an invasion of Russia going on. That's just back in the newspaper. And Putin has said we may hit Paris. We may hit London. They said that months ago. And now the White House is like, well, looks like we're going to do it. They just had the Secretary of State, Blinken, meet with Zelensky. Gave another $1.5 billion. Zelensky said that's not enough. And they said, we are strongly considering hitting him as early as this weekend. It'll probably be next week or so, but they're saying this weekend, Russian targets, and they say all of Russia is open for targeting. Maybe they'll have U.S. submarines in the Pacific Ocean, you know, hit eastern Russia, or what you call western Russia, in part over by, depending on which angle you look at, over by Japan. So here's some of the headlines, and I'll play the Putin clip. World War III bombshell, Putin says Russia will consider NATO officially involved in Ukraine war if Storm Shadow missiles use a strike inside Russia. The parts are made in the U.S. The explosives are put in England, and then they're shipped into Poland and other areas and start raining down on Russia. They've already been hitting areas on the border with Russia and areas in Crimea. Friday Live, Putin draws the line in the sand. NATO firing long-range missiles into Russia on behalf of Ukraine would spark World War III. Putin threatens war as West prepares to lift restrictions on cruise missiles. Putin puts West on notice. Long-range arms for Ukraine will mean NATO at war with Russia. Declaration of war. Russia says that's an official declaration of war. They will consider themselves at war with NATO and the United States. Boy, that's a wonderful idea right before the election. Isn't that funny? And the Democrats are saying we'll have civil war conditions if Trump wins. They already tried to kill Trump. Are you figuring out the climate we're in? It's like the edge of a hurricane hits and the winds are 100 miles an hour right now. They're going up to 150. They've already committed. Unbelievable. World War III bombshell. Putin says Russia will consider NATO officially involved in Ukraine war if Storm Shadow missiles used strike inside Russia. Here's Putin saying it. We'll get to that in a moment. Zelensky disappointed after Blinken visit despite getting 1.5 million more and promises to bomb Russia. That's just not enough for these clowns. Zelensky presents Blinken with plan for long-range missile strikes inside Russia. Biden under pressure to adjust his policy and authorize the use of U.S.-provided weapons. White House will allow Ukraine to strike deeper in Russia. Polish people are concerned the USA is about to start World War III. Top Polish MEP, Braun, on Anthony Blinken visiting Poland today. Blinken, go home as soon as possible. Get lost. We don't want you here. We don't want Polish people dying and fighting your wars. Yeah, we don't want it either. War is like 80% unpopular. 200 plus billion. Meanwhile, the last time Harris headed over there 2.5 years ago, 3 days later, Putin invaded. What a clown show, man. So this is how it all ends, with thunderous nuclear explosions. Look around you. We're not in Kansas anymore. Dorothy says to Toto, Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. No, no, you're not. This is so crazy. I'm pinching myself like it's a nightmare. I can't even believe this. It and wait till I hit the other news. I mean, it's just insane. Of course, they caught the Democrats in a legal voting scheme with the Haitians. That's the whole point. And they found it, and it's all certified, and it just came out in a report. Ohio Election Integrity Unit discovers illegal Haitian voter registration fraud operation. Oh, really? Think so? And I have so many videos, I can't even watch them all, of them roasting cats, drinking their blood. New videos, not the woman in the parking lot of the people's house. Please come. Please come. She's like, got a bloody cat. Sucking his blood. I've got up close in the light. Like, here it is, how we worship Satan. I bite the neck out of the cat. He starts sucking the blood out. It's all over him. Roasting cats over fires. I mean, I don't want to show you this, and people are all upset about it when they see it. Well, it's going on. Don't you want to stop it? You got to see a baby getting cut up during an abortion, and its brains vacuumed out. Or they keep it alive for organ harvesting. Yeah, we stopped standing up for life. And the Haitians, 90% are devil worshipers. That's if you can go by country, by, you know, religion. Voodoo. They don't just eat your cat for the meat. They do it because it's devil worship. Yeah, there's WBNS TV, CBS. Oh, the national news says it's not real, but there they are. Ohio woman arrested after allegedly eating cat. That was out 4 days before the debate. They said, why'd you eat the cat? She just snarls at him and shows her teeth. Oh, very nice. Aren't you a nice lady? We got them grabbing people's kids off the street, killing people's kids, running over them. And when they do, the father comes out and says, how dare you use my son for political stuff? I wish a white man killed my kid. White people. It's a white guy. His liberal wife's like nodding, crying. Yes, you did it to us. You're the one. Stop it. No, your kid got killed. We have a community right to be concerned about it. And you're being political about it because you got Stockholm Syndrome. You've been brainwashed. And I'm sad for you. But holy Toledo. Okay, let's get back to where I was. So, this is the climate where you get World War III. Totally open borders. They're focusing on one town in Ohio. This is happening all over the place. We got Haitians in Austin running around. It's in the news, but it mainly makes the community, you know, sights. If you go down on South Lamar, right where the Alamo Draft House is, I've seen him twice. I was taking my daughter out to dinner, my oldest daughter, a month ago, Charlotte. She wanted me to take her to an Italian restaurant, wanted some daddy time because I hadn't taken her out to the restaurant alone in probably 6 months. So I went and picked her up at her condo, and we went and got some food together. And she goes, oh, my God, that's him. I've been seeing him on the local community notes, and it hit the newspaper. That's him. And she pulls it up. It's the guy. It's like this big, tall, 6'4" Haitian, and he wears like a loincloth, and he's just walking. He was carrying like a big radiator of an air conditioner down the street looking all crazy. And he just goes around and robs and rapes and beats women and attacks people, and nothing's done. And women are getting out of their cars. He runs out of the greenbelt, grabs them, rapes them. Anyway, we saw him, and I go, should I call 911? She goes, no, let's just go home. I probably should have, but it's like I had a gun in the glove compartment. I'm just like, it's just the normal thing. It was some giant Haitian dude, like zombie, with like a radiator of an air conditioner, right where she wanted to take me to eat food. And it's just all the community notes and, you know, all the reports of women being sexually assaulted. A lot of it, he just runs up to a woman. His target's women. Just beats them on the head with a club. Doesn't even rob them. Just beats them. Sometimes he robs them. And he just stalks them around, just foaming at the mouth. And then you'll see some crazy-looking Muslim woman with big hoods on out there. And you're just riding along. There's another crazy. There's another crazy. There's another crazy. You'll see a whole corner of, like, Guatemalans, their little Guatemalan outfits. You're just like, what the hell's going on around here? I mean, I could go out 30 minutes, come back with all the footage of this kind of craziness. Oh, and you ought to drive around at 10 o'clock at night or 7 in the morning. People just foaming at the mouth, running around. Crazy white dude with his eyes all wild with a baseball bat ran out in front of my car, almost hit him last week, 2 weeks ago. Just foaming at the mouth, the shirt off, with a baseball bat, looked at my car, went, and then ran back across the street. It was just normal. Everything's fine. And the government wants nuclear war and is about to start bombing Russia inside. It's just no big deal. Everything's fine. And there's 325,000 missing kids, many in sex slavery. New York Times admits it. Just no big deal. Who even cares where they are? Just everything's fine. Yeah, remember all those big, giant Haitian camps? They're down there right now in South Texas. They just build up every day, 10, 20,000. They let them in and just ship them in. 10-to-1 men. For every 10 men, you find a woman or a kid or something, just like on the video right here. Almost all men. You know, there's a little kid. There's another little kid. They're here. So there you go. Think they're eating cats? There's a bear shit in the woods. Would you like to see a couple hours of this? We got footage of it too. And you'll look at these camps. We flew drones over and it'll go for like a mile or two. Just camp, 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 camp. And they put them into the big UN camp, get them all brainwashed, give them cell phones and ID cards and free multi-$1,000 debit cards and say, go here, you go here. Here's a bus. Here's a plane. Who's this kid? I just took the kid with me. You'll have some guy, an Arab of a totally different race, like a Latin American three-year-old. They'll say, you can just keep him. Okay, thanks. Just total, complete bedlam. Hitting California, hitting Arizona, hitting Texas, just everywhere. But it doesn't matter. Everything's fine. So, let's go ahead now and play Putin. There's closed captioning. I will read over it for radio listeners. We have an English version. Wow, great job. Let's go ahead and play the very calm, chilling statement that Russia will be officially at war with the U.S. and NATO if one of the missiles that's being guided and delivered by the West hits Russia, and they're announcing, oh, we're going to bomb targets all over Russia. Here it is.
Recently, we've seen and heard discussions at high levels in the U.K. and U.S. about allowing the Kiev regime to strike deep into Russian territory with Western long-range weapons. It seems this decision is either imminent or has already been made. These are certainly extraordinary developments. I'd like to ask you to comment on what's happening. There's an attempt to substitute concepts. We're not talking about permitting or prohibiting Kiev from striking Russian territory. They already do so with drones and other means, but using Western-made long-range precision weapons is a completely different story. As I've said before, and experts on both sides will confirm, the Ukrainian army is incapable of conducting strikes with modern Western high-precision long-range systems. She can't do that. This is only possible with satellite intel that Ukraine doesn't have. It's data from EU or US satellites, basically NATO satellites. That's the first point. Second, and crucially, only NATO military can input flight missions for these systems. Ukrainian soldiers can't do this. So it's not about letting Ukraine strike Russia with these weapons. It's about deciding if NATO countries are directly involved in the conflict. If they decide yes, it means NATO, US, and European countries are in the war in Ukraine. That's direct involvement. This drastically changes the nature of the conflict. It would mean NATO, US, and European countries are at war with Russia. If so, given this change, we'll respond based on the threats we face.
And he goes on to say that we'll be at war, which you basically already said. That's what the Russian foreign ministry has said. So that's where we are. And the globalists don't have a choice. Their financial system is coming to an end. They want to put us on the new central bank digital currency with a social credit score that comes with that. It's been officially announced for years, but now they're officially implementing it. And they need to have a big crisis to get us all in line, not just here, but around the world, for tyranny. And when they hit Iran, or Iran gets involved and activates its sleeper cells, Hezbollah's everywhere. Just like with 9/11, they won't lose their rights. They'll bring in more Muslims. You will lose your rights. And they will bring in permanent tyranny that's already in place, but they will expand it. The clamps are on, but they'll tighten them. So this is where we are. You read about history, crazy things regimes do, crazy wars, crazy invasions, crazy leadership. We got it right now. We have psychological, spiritual, cultural, military cancer. And we've got a bunch of elites that feel like they're insulated from all this, who've built a bunch of bunkers as if they're going to survive a nuclear war. Those bunkers are all known by security and other people, and they'll be discovered by others quickly, and you will be destroyed in your bunkers. And a lot of the globalists know this. That's why they've been flip-flopping over to our side and trying to stop this just through rational sanity. Kind of like the German general staff. A year and a half before Germany finally got overrun and lost, they knew they were going to lose. They didn't sue for peace or capitulate. Capitulate means you give up but with conditions, negotiate. So they tried to kill Hitler because he was actually in control, but they failed with Operation Valkyrie, so you know the end. And most of the Russians and Germans that died in that last year and a half, slugging it out. Over 15 million Germans would have survived. Over 15 million Russians would have survived. The 26 million Russians, the 24 million Germans. But they didn't. And here, you can't go kill one person and stop. There's not like one Hitler you can go get. So it's a bureaucracy of lawyers and bureaucrats and third, fourth generation diplomats like Blinken and all of them that think they're insulated from all this. And, of course, they're not. I mean, Blinken goes and, you know, plays Keep on Rocking in the Free World while he's there. You know, goes and visits and they party while everybody's dying at the front lines. It's all a sick joke of a bunch of people that have never even been in a fist fight or in combat playing general. That's why the generals under Obama said, we can't fight Russia and Syria. That's World War III. It will immediately escalate. You can't do it. So sorry, we can't back ISIS to overthrow Assad, which was the right thing to do anyways. Shouldn't have done that. And then Trump got in and stopped it and worked with Russia to shut it down and later learned the military was still secretly funding ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Trump got pissed about that. That's why the top generals that are retired say, we can't have Trump. You know, we can't have that. He's against U.S. interests. No, they're against U.S. interests. They're the ones destroying our country on record. So really, I should clear the decks and just open the phones up and take calls about World War III, but we need to cover the other news. And look, you can't beat a dead horse. I mean, this is where we are. This is what's happening. Criminals hijacked the government through election fraud. They've got the Justice Department. They tried to kill Trump and failed. They've been caught covering that up. Now they're in deep trouble there. So, but that makes them more dangerous as everything collapses, as they try to grasp onto power. So to describe the moment we're in human history and recorded history, who knows what happened in the past, but because I don't know if Atlantis actually existed, but we have an Atlantean scenario now happening where our power gets so great, but we're still just humans and we blow each other up. Whether that happened 12,000 years ago or not, I don't know. But I know this. We're in that scenario right now. And I would say it's a probability. It's 100% certainty on the current course, total nuclear war. It is a probability that this isn't going to get turned around. So for the first time ever, I'm just going to tell you, not to be alarmist, just to be honest, but to raise the alarm, that it is a probability that we will have total nuclear war in the next few months. And notice we're 52 days out from the election, perfect timing. What I've been saying the last couple of years, in the few months before the election, their biggest October surprise is an October giant war. All right, we're going to go to break. And I'm going to come back and hit the Secret Service total collapse news, the Democrats admitting it's a cover-up, saying the public's going to be shocked, the incredible developments, the economy, the incredible developments with the poison shots, Trump and some of the big campaign things he's announced. There's just so much coming up second hour. If you want to keep us on air and you want to get great products, I need your help. I need you to make the decision at such a critical time to bet on the folks that have been the most successful in the fight. And that means the people that have backed us. You're the reason we're here. You did this. So I want to thank those that have supported, encourage you to support some more. And I want to encourage the vast majority of you We had 15 million plus in counting. I quit looking a few days ago. People that tuned in to the debate coverage here, just on X alone, millions at InfoWars. No increase in funds came in that day from the regular 5, 6, 7 million that tune into the show every day and then tens of millions that watch clips. Fine. It's that small minority of people that want the great products that get them. I'm just simply asking the people that listen and watch for the tens of millions, would you just go to DrJonesNaturals.com? Would you just go to InfoWarsStore.com? Everybody needs a high-quality water filtration system. We got the highest rate at the lowest price. Go look at the ratings on it. Gravity Fed cuts out 3,000-plus things to non-detectable levels. Yep, the water's full of crap. That's a good thing everybody needs. It's the best price, best unit. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD line, the high-quality CBD gummies, 1,000-milligram tincture, highest quality, lowest price you can find anywhere. So good for inflammation, so good for your whole body. Doesn't get you high, no THC. Incredible things it does. InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost, all of it. And then you've got DrJonesNaturals.com. Next Level Foundational Energy is about to sell out. It's the best seller there. It isn't a stimulant that has that effect with no letdown. Methylfolate, the breakdown of folic acid that your cells can actually use with other key compounds that supercharge your body. It's so good for you as well. Cleans out your cells. DrJonesNaturals.com. Next Level Foundational Energy, all the nano silver products, the toothpaste, nano silver with iodine and tea tree, super blue, the turmeric toothpaste, all the other great supplements there at DrJonesNaturals.com. Everybody needs a good multivitamin. We got a high quality organic concentrate vitamin multivitamin. It's all there. DrJonesNaturals.com. And then, I've teamed up with the folks that make a lot of the top-selling Trump shirts in the country. They have got the best T-shirt designers, Bigly. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com, that's separate from InfoWars, so that's key to support into the future, whatever happens here. They've got over 30 incredible T-shirt designs. I think there's more now. They're adding more every day at thealexjonesstore.com. They're designer. They're high quality. They're all there. Some of the InfoWars classics they updated, made even better. A lot of new, incredible designs. A lot of Alex Jones shirts, a lot of Trump shirts. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And when you buy product, you get automatically entered to win $138,000 highest quality turbo diesel upgraded to the highest level Rebel Dodge turbo diesel. Army green, black with red pinstripe. Ready for you. When you buy something, you enter 5 or 10 times, depending on what promo they're running that day, in the raffle. All at thealexjonesstore.com. But the T-shirts, the reason to go there, keep us on air. And these are badass shirts. We need your aid. We need your support. Plus, these are great shirts. You'll meet like-minded people. It spreads the word. It's exciting to wear these out in public. Most people will agree with you and love you. You'll meet so many friends. And leftists might try to kill you, but just don't go in a blue area. Thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for this. Oh, and there's 30 new ball caps as well. Oh, they're amazing. They're all limited edition. Stay with us.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Radio stations don't carry this first 5 minutes, so I'm going to hit this right now because what's happening to me is not as important as all the rest of this, but it's an educational format point, so I'm going to do it. Last night on at least three national shows, ABC News, Extra, and one other, they attacked me and said I'm a terrible, horrible person. Now, why'd they do that? Because I'm here raising the alarm, exposing these maniacs. And again, they wouldn't be doing this if they were invincible. There wouldn't be all this propaganda if they were unstoppable. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. It's been said a trillion times. But that's also what makes them so dangerous. So here's a clip of Oprah Winfrey from her program last night talking about AI and other issues, talking to Bill Gates on ABC News about yours truly. Here it is.
But what did we miss with the internet and social media that we can use to apply now to this moment of AI?
Well, I would say, speaking for myself personally, and I think many others, that we were a bit naive.
Yeah, so Sandy Hook is a synthetic, completely fake, with actors.
We thought the internet, the availability of information, would make us all a lot more factual. The fact that people would seek out kind of a niche of misinformation, we were a bit naive. And bringing those lessons of, you know, let's get ahead of this. Let's get the politicians to be users and have a dialogue about maximizing the benefits while minimizing the negatives.
So to defend Bill Gates, everybody's doctor, he's really the biggest rapist in history, putting things in your body, trying to euthanize everybody and GMO your food and take away your meat, make you eat bugs, is Alex Jones and Sandy Hook. What's that to do with Bill Gates and his wife leaving him because of the Jeffrey Epstein stuff and the trafficking of children? Or Bill Gates being banned in India because he got caught giving kids poison shots? Or Reuters headline, majority of polio now caused by Bill Gates' polio shots. You can pull that up. What does that have to do with me and the internet questioning a shooting that happened almost 12 years ago? That's all they got. Oh, this guy questioned something. It's worse than millions of Iraqis being starved to death under sanctions by the Clintons that expanded it to triple what the Bushes had. It's no medicine, food shipped into a desert country. That's not a problem. Not hundreds of thousands of fentanyl deaths or 325,000 missing kids and sex slavery and slave labor. Or all the corruption or World War III or, you know, the Haitians running wild or the Venezuelan gangs and pedophilia being promoted and all the rest of the globalist crimes that are going on and the globalists trying to kill Trump and lying about it and coming out, the Secret Service stood down, is now engaged in a massive cover-up at DHS and the Justice Department and the Senate admitting that. No, it's Alex Jones and the danger of internet disinformation, because the magic word, Sandy Hook, you wave a wand. Why, the internet didn't believe it. Alex Jones covered it some. He's the greatest devil ever. We got to shut them all down. Bill Gates is the good guy. He's going to teach us what's real and what's not. Why, he's got NewsGuard that goes out and tells everybody what to censor and shut down. Like, oh, these shots don't work. They make you sick. You're censored. That was all true. Came out to be true. Everything he says is a lie. He runs a global depopulation eugenics operation. And there's Oprah Winfrey, best buddies with Jeffrey Epstein and with Harvey Weinstein and with Bill Gates. And you know he was sponsoring the show. He spends billions a year on media. AI and the future of us. An Oprah Winfrey special Thursday, September 12th. And I'm told I haven't even watched it. They just found that one clip. I'm the bad guy. Oh, play scary music. Oh, my gosh, Alex Jones is so evil. He's so bad, he's got to be stopped. But the truth's getting out here. I was on Glenn Beck yesterday. That's going viral. And everywhere else there, we have bigger audiences than them, and that's why they're so scared and why they need a World War III or a massive cyber attack or a civil war. They're saying they got to have it. Civil war conditions if Trump wins, because they're on the ropes. They're losing. They're failing. Everybody hates you, Bill Gates. Everybody knows who you are, you biological warfare rapist, raping us with your poisons and viruses you cook up and raping us with your poison shots.
Go to hell, Bill Gates. We'll be right back.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you've got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Friday, September 13th, 2024, edition of the Alex Jones Show.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing.
We are 40.
And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Almost 50. That's just longer than that. It's just about 50 years since the Vietnam War ended. And, of course, the United States got defeated there. But the U.S. doesn't need to win wars because the people pay for it and lose our lives. And the people we're killing lose their lives. But the military-industrial complex gets more power and more control. And now they've moved on from the Vietnamese to the Russians, who've got the biggest nuclear arsenal and submarines in the Gulf of Mexico, Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, and up by the Arctic Circle, with nuclear missiles, ballistic missiles pointed at us, not to mention everything else they've got. And so now, if you just joined us, Putin came out and said, if NATO starts bombing Russia with precision-guided heavy missiles, it's an act of war, and Russia will act accordingly, according to their doctrine. And their doctrine is they will hit those targets in Europe with either conventional or tactical nuclear weapons. And then about 5 minutes after that, the doctrine of the United States is to have total commitment and rain missiles down on the U.S. So most experts believe Russia may not even just use tacticals. They'll go ahead and hit the West first. And in 30 minutes, the world, as you know it, is over. And it will take probably thousands of years for us to get back to where we are now, even if we survive. And the 450-plus admitted nuclear reactors will all melt down, shut down, and blow up, making the entire planet completely radioactive for billions of years. So are we going to commit collective suicide? That's really the question that's on the table. And I talk to my friends and family that are awake and informed. They still don't get this. Oh, yeah, that's cool. Come on the boat this weekend. Hey, you better be careful, you know, going to Europe right now. Come on, Alex, that's not going to happen. I got family that won't even take it serious. And they know all about it. Just like, come on. Okay. You look at all the craziness. I'm trying to kill Trump, talking about civil war and civil war conditions, and, the terrorists are going to hit the power grid during the election and turn it off, the FBI says, and, the right wing's going to do it. It's all over the news, just all made up. They're getting ready to do it. They've got it prepared. You can feel it. You can see it. You can intellectually analyze it. You can spiritually feel it in your gut. And
We can't even get people upset about 325,000 kids that the government shipped in, some of them as young as a year old, that have been totally disappeared into hell on earth. Slave labor, sex slavery. It's in the local news. They keep finding them in sex dungeons. But Oprah Winfrey can't cover that. She's too busy covering up for Weinstein and Epstein and how great Bill Gates is last night on ABC News and how bad Alex Jones is. And this morning, without even looking, I just saw it on, flipping through channels, ABC News, MSNBC, CNN, top of Drudge. Top story, man. This is really important. Loomer MAGA love. MTG calls Don in rage. How do they know that? How is that a story that Laura Loomer has been attacking MTG for years and stirring stuff up? And I've liked Laura. I don't think she's a bad person, but she loves the attention. And Trump likes her and is nice to her. And so she flutters around like a moth at the flame. And then that becomes Trump's campaign's falling apart. Major escalation in the civil war, as if Laura Loomer is his chief of staff or his campaign manager. She's not. She's a journalist. She does some good work. But it's like, can you see that this is Vanity Fair going on here? This is what's on CNN. This is what is one of the top stories. It's all over the place. A catfight. And MTG is not doing anything publicly. How did the media learn, probably isn't even true, of this angry MTG call to Trump? Wonder who said that. Wonder who's telling the media this. You know it's not MTG. I'm sure it's not Laura. Right, Laura? I mean, this is the kind of stuff you see before the end of the world. I mean, I bet the front page of the newspaper of the day there's nuclear war or some crap like this. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, this story isn't even a 0.1 billionth. It isn't even in the same universe. And you're like, why are you talking about it? To illustrate, this is beyond shining your shoes when the Titanic's about to break in two and sink. Oh, there's a lifeboat for you. Here it is. The ship's sinking in 5 minutes. I need to shine my shoes right now. Hold on. Do you have a toothpick? I got a little piece of food stuck in my teeth. Yeah. Again, you wake up, your house is on fire, and you go, you know what? I'm not going to get my family out of here. I'm going to go cook a TV dinner and watch television. You put the TV dinner in the oven, you wait before it even, you know, heats up to 100 degrees, the house collapses on you, and you die in flame. Oh, there's smoke in the house, your wife's passing out. Honey, we're not going to leave. I'm going to go take a piss. I'm going to go take a shower. You're in the shower, rub-da-dub-dub-dub, and smoke, fire shooting in, ceiling falls in on you. I mean, I'm in the twilight zone right now. Oh, make it look like Trump's collapsing. There's a crisis in his campaign. Reportedly, a congresswoman and some reporter don't like each other. Yeah, that's a really important thing. Wow. I mean, yeah, look. Oh, NBC News. Far-right activist Laura Loomer. Access to Trump reveals a crisis in his campaign. Oh, my God. Laura Loomer's with the press on the plane. Going out the back of the plane. It's, oh, my God. They're doing the same thing with Laura that they did with me, where I'm the Sandy Hook guy, and he's pissing on kids' graves, never happened, and doing all this stuff, and he's Trump's right-hand man, and he tells Trump everything to do, and which wasn't true. People are like, hey, we hear you tell Trump what to do. And I'm like, well, I have given him info. He's listened to me some, but no, barely. I haven't yet told Trump he's bad administration. Secretly, that's why they got mad. I wasn't running around in the news. I was talking about it on air, but not about me giving Trump info then. So that's the type of BS we've got going on here. AP, Laura Loomer promoted 911 conspiracy theory, joins Trump for ceremonies marking the attacks. Oh, my God. There she is with Corey Lewandowski. It's all over. Laura is a good person that fought for free speech, exposed a lot of stuff, a good person. But I've told her 100 times on air, or probably 10 times on air, 100 times, stop fighting with MTG. Stop calling Trump and saying, you know, it isn't an issue. It doesn't matter. World War III is what matters. Open borders is what matters. But now you see what's going on here. And maybe it wasn't Laura or somebody, maybe MTG didn't make the call. But who is in the staff making this an issue? Or did the media make it up? Probably. I'm done talking about it. You're like, why are you talking about it? Because I'm illustrating how insane this is. It'd be like if you had liver cancer, they could go cut it out. They had like a 99% success rate on that cancer. And you said, I'm going to leave that. I'm not going to have that emergency surgery. I'm not going to have it. I'm going to go get my toenails trimmed and get a pedicure. That's the toes, right? Manicure, I never got it done. I'm going to go get a pedicure done, or I'm going to go get my back waxed. So, yeah, I guess there's MTG talking about her. So they're fighting with each other. That is so stupid. I'm not attacking MTG. I get it. It's just that... No, I get it. MTG's horrified by Laura and thinks she's going to become a detriment to Trump. But I'm done. I'm done talking about it. It's just, can you imagine that we're talking about this, and it's a top story right now, basically. It's everywhere. Instead of World War III. Instead of the Secret Service in a stand-down admitted and a DHS cover-up. Top Democrat senators admit, because they're getting ahead of it, because they know the whistleblowers that are about to come out. And Jack Posobiec's on the fourth hour with me with key intel and breaking news. And they got the goods. More will be released soon. But a lot will be told today. So we'll stay focused on that. I'm just saying, see this for what it is. Don't talk about it. Don't give it attention. Don't even respond. And I'm doing it just to try to say we need to do that. All right. Let's move along here now to what I was just mentioning with the Secret Service. This is so important. There was an attempted coup against President Trump. They know from the numbers that he's going to win the election despite all massive fraud. He has such a landslide coming. When they failed to kill him, the landslide got even bigger. They tried to give us collective amnesia to not talk about it. And they're going to try again with 52 days left, just as sure as the sun came up this morning. And now we have Senator Blumenthal and Murray, who are really behind the scenes top quarterbacks in the operation against us, and who have run the operations against me with the lawfare. It's come out in court. They got with the FBI. They got with the law firms. It's all come out. They got with the CIA. It's all come out. If you're a new listener, look it up. I was telling Glenn Beck this in his podcast. He goes, I know. It's all on record. Yes, you're right. I said, you know all this. Yeah, we've been following, Alex. We know. Like, people know this. It's like, it's known. And you go, why are you talking about yourself? No, I'm explaining. Like, these people are in charge of the deep state. And they come out and say, oh, the public's going to be really shocked. There's a cover-up and a stand-down, and this is terrible, and people aren't going to believe this Senate report. And that's because they know the whistleblowers are coming out with all the proof. They're already been interviewed, been organized, all the proof, and they're getting ahead of it so it doesn't hit them. Because I said on the 13th and 14th of July, I believe in the council this was decided was Obama and Senator Blumenthal and Murray. I know they're in charge. I know they're in the star chamber. They're in the cabal. They're at the top. They get the globalist orders, but they implement. And if I had to bet my right arm on who made the decisions with Mayorkas for the stand down of the Secret Service and who was in the planning meetings, Blumenthal, Murray. And I said that. Find the clips. See if the archivists can find that. I said that in the first few days after it. And I said they'll suddenly say Iran was involved or is going to try to kill him again. 3 days after I said it, they came out with it. I know the enemy. I don't just say this stuff. I've been attacked by them. I've literally crawled through the mud, metaphysically. I've been run over by it. I've tasted the tires of the truck they used to ram me. That'll get you where you learn the smell and taste and look of something real quick when it's been beating the living snot out of you. It's them. It's always been them. And the takeaway is that there was a stand down and there's a DHS cover up. They're going to blame DHS instead of the Justice Department. It's all the same thing. Two wings of the same bird. Two eyes of the same head. Two different upper and lower beak. Left and right talon. Left and right lung. Left and right kidney, DHS and
Justice Department. The fact that they're doing this means they know the damning evidence that I've been asked to sit on until it's all presented. I've known about this stuff for 3 weeks, and they're really ready. And I've told the people, Posobiec's heavily involved, that you better release it quickly. Well, we're updating the final report, and we're getting the witnesses ready. And Blumenthal's getting out ahead of it, which isn't going to work because we're going to explain why he's doing it. By the way, it was clear they'd already given the questions to Kamala at the ABC debate last Tuesday. This week, it was like 100 years ago. And then they said they have a whistleblower. Now it's confirmed they're about to go public from inside ABC. Obviously, she had the questions. Donna Brazile did it in 2016 for Hillary at CNN. She was hired by ABC to be a commentary person, a trusted expert. Like, tell us about how the foxes eat the hens. And the fox has a hen in its mouth. Hold on. I can't talk. I hit him. Donna Brazile finishes the hen. Let me tell you how the foxes eat the hen. Bon appetit. Blood dripping off her teeth and lips. Like a Haitian gobbling a cat in your front parking lot, your driveway. What's that? Oh, it's a Haitian's ate Wilbur. You walk out, she's, and then I told you, she's sucking blood. She believes it gets demonic power. Now we have the recipes and the voodoo rituals and the drinking. Would you like to see a bunch of videos of Haitians drinking cat's blood in America and other places? It's coming up. I know you don't want to see it. Struggling adolescent cat while the Haitian drinks its blood live. He's very adept. He bites right through the fur into the carotid artery, the jugular, and then it spews lusciously into his mouth as he slurps it with delight. Very skillfully done, trying to grab a cat in its legs while it fights for its life and to suck its blood. Nice fella. Yeah, the devil will really screw you up. Start devil worship from the time you're a year old. Go to the Target book section for kids. Half of it's how to devil worship for kids. Think I'm joking? How to do black magic spells and kill your parents. Of course, it doesn't really kill your parents. It just kills your soul. Whacks your brain out. So you start thinking about that. And pretty soon you want to drink blood of a cat. Because that's what these demons want. They want to debase you in front of God. They want to take you away from God. They want to have that hedge of protection be removed. So Blumenthal, Murray, hours after Hawley, Josh Hawley, former attorney general in Missouri, went on Fox yesterday morning and said this report's going to be damning, a stand down and cover up. They went, oh my God. And they ran out and said, yeah, it's really damning. Why? Because I'll bet my bottom dollar that you were in the planning sessions. Because every time they are, a little scared there of stolen glory, aren't you? Getting a little concerned there, are you? When your son deposes me and quarterbacks everything for daddy, and he talks about it on the Senate floor, how his son's taking down Alex Jones. What a nice man. Here's the rat jumping off the sinking ship. Here's Blumenthal.
I think the American people are going to be shocked, astonished, and appalled by what we will report to them about the failures by the Secret Service in this assassination attempt on the former president. But I think they also ought to be appalled and astonished by the failure of the Department of Homeland Security to be more forthcoming, to be as candid and frank as it should be to them in terms of providing information. And we are going to absolutely insist on the truth and the whole truth in documents and testimony as members of the United States Senate, but also as citizens.
What did you learn new today when you said they're going to be appalled? What's
I'm not going to go into what we have learned in specifics. I'm giving you my reaction. And we will have a report very, very soon that I think will absolutely shock the American people, or it should, about the lapses and lags in the protection that was afforded that day and the breakdown in communication, failure in responsibility.
Is that report coming today or tomorrow?
I'm sorry?
Is that report coming out tonight or tomorrow?
No.
I think it's coming out right now. He said noon. Check and see if the report's out, guys. Check the Senate. Check Blumenthal's website. And again, his son deposed me with another Democrat hatchet man, former federal prosecutor, especially put Republicans in jail. The whole thing was trying to look for something criminal. They even said that. And I kept saying, you know, your dad's stolen glory. Never was out of the country, never in combat. Claimed he was in combat in Vietnam. He was assigned to the U.S. Senate as a Marine to do children's programs. But he says he was a combat vet. And they finally got so mad, he stopped deposing me and left. But these people are rats. They're total scum. I mean, they just ooze dishonor and filthiness and creepiness and skullduggery and just loathsome treachery. And, oh, he's so concerned about the lying and suppressing by the DHS. And, oh, he's so worried about, oh, what happened? Oh, you're going to be shocked by it. No, we're not shocked by it. And I say you're the main suspect, buddy. You don't think we don't know who you are? Think you can fool us? Piece of filth. So, here's Senator Hawley before they ran out and did this. Here it is.
Yeah, see, this is what's so hard to understand, is that if this individual had failed one or more of her training exams, if she was known not to be really one of the Secret Service's top agent, she's in the Pittsburgh office, why was she put in charge of the entire trip, Jesse? I mean, the whole thing. She was in charge of the whole works from the time the president landed to the time he went to Butler. It's just totally inexplicable. And, Jesse, one other thing. I'm told by people who are close to and have knowledge of the Secret Service's own internal investigation that the Department of Homeland Security is leaning on the Secret Service not to comply with document requests to Congress. I mean, this is really getting to be outrageous. The American people need the truth here.
And that's what's going to come out. That's the side issue. But, yeah, they put incompetence in charge for the stand down, and that was the so they could bring in their guy and do this, and they had the stand down. They tried to kill Trump. Period. It's all coming out. And what you're hearing is nothing. They're putting out the whitewash, not Hawley, but the other Democrat senators. They're putting out something that they want to make the scandal that they're just totally incompetent idiots and horrible and hiding their incompetence. No, it's Ronald Rowe is not incompetent. He ran the whole stand down and lied to Congress about it. We're going to go to break. I got a great way for you to keep InfoWars on the air. And regardless of what happens, InfoWars, keep me on the air. And that's the AlexJonesStore.com, a new key URL for you to mark down. 30-plus amazing new T-shirt designs. I guess more new ones being added every day. They're incredible. Trump shirts, you name it, the AlexJonesStore.com. And every time you buy a shirt or 30-plus different great designs of Patriot ball caps, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day. It's different every day, into the raffle to get $10,000 cash. Halloween's when the prize is announced, the winner. And a $138,000 turbo diesel, super deluxe, off-road upgraded, the best truck you can get, over-the-top, amazing system along with it as well. And that's the great folks from Bigley that are doing that, the AlexJonesStore.com. And the truck is turbo diesel engine, AEV standard features. And then it's all upgraded. If I try to go over, it'll take an hour. The best tires, the best shocks, the best systems. It's a 2024 Ram Prospector AEV. And I just love it. I picked it out. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com. These t-shirts, you've got to get them. And we need your support. No excuses. Take action. The AlexJonesStore.com. Thank you.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high-quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I just talked to a very well-known congresswoman, and she said Trump is giving a press conference right now, and then he's probably going to address the Loomer MTG thing. Why? I mean, in the middle of potential World War III, this is what we're talking about. We've got the Secret Service standing down, DHS lying to Congress, the FBI covering up. We've got 125,000 missing kids. We've got jobs numbers being new numbers that they even fake more than what they said 2 months ago, a year ago, a week ago. We've got prices exploding to record levels. That was all fake news. They lowered prices. We've got just all of this insane world government announcements of a world cashless society run by the UN. I've got that. And we're talking about Laura Loomer. Nothing against Laura. It's just it's insane. Imagine if I spent the whole show, Bill Gates and Oprah Winfrey attacked me last night. Sure, that's interesting of what I'm covering, but it just doesn't rate to be talked about. Oh, my God. Oh, hey, oh, 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 hey.
I'm so pissed off right now in a focused way that I don't want to start screaming at people. I don't want World War III. And I don't make predictions because I want to scare people. I make predictions or probabilities because that's what I see from the evidence. I very calmly and rationally study this stuff. People that know me personally are like, man, you're really flamboyant on air, but we went to dinner, you barely talked for 2 hours. Or friends come over, I sit back, listen to them, relax. Family, chill. But I'm up here talking to millions of people about saving the planet. I got some energy going on here. And I don't know what I'm supposed to say to get people's asses in gears. Oh, I assure you, when the hydrogen bombs start dropping and the missiles start detonating, people will be real concerned then. It's like gold and silver. When people realize how much inflation there is and that gold is about 5 times lower than it should be, silver is about 20 times lower than it should be, oh, you'll all be running for silver and gold then. It's just, this stuff is no-brainers what's going on. I bet if we go to Trump, he's talking about how he's falsely prosecuted or how he has bigger crowd sizes. And I love Trump. I don't even know what he's talking about. I'm just guessing that's what he's talking about. He should be talking about 325,000 missing children. He should be talking about how Kamala ran the whole thing when Mayorkas said they should be in prison. He should be talking about World War III and how they want to bomb Russia with missiles, and that's insane. Maybe he is. I don't know what he's talking about. Let's fade him up live right now.
Just went through the roof. Gun assaults rose at levels never seen before. And forcible rape went up by much more than the 73% that they reported.
That's a good thing to talk about, crime explosion.
Attorney General, she defined child sex trafficking, assault with a deadly weapon, and rape of an unconscious person as nonviolent crimes. She put them in a new category as nonviolent.
She's talking about Kamala's Attorney General.
Now, as Vice President, she's facilitated the largest wave of sex trafficking.
Yes.
And human trafficking in history, the history of our country by far. And in case you don't want to write about it, which you should, because there can be no bigger scandal than this, we have, under this administration, 325,000 migrant children are missing. 325,000. In other words, take your biggest stadium in California and you could fill it up 5 or 6 times. Those are all missing children. Many of them are dead. Many of them are sex slaves and slaves of different nature. But her destruction of the law and order in California did not end there. In 2020, Kamala Harris proudly endorsed, defund the police. We're going to defund the police. Anybody that was even in favor of defunding the police for 1 month, let alone her entire career, should never be president of the United States. She supported a plan to cut the L.A. Police Department by at least $150 million and ideally more. This is when your crime in L.A. was reaching very significant heights today.
All right, fade it down for a minute. Listen to it. We get back to child trafficking. Okay, I told you this last month, and I told you last week that I was getting him memo write-ups about compare it to sports stadiums full of kids. That's 3 1/4 sports stadiums, the biggest ones, filled with kidnapped children. They literally got the memo. Now, the rest of the memo is call for finding the children and then the prosecution of Kamala and Mayorkas for being the biggest traffickers in history. That's the way he's starting to do it. So you see the effect all of you had and we had here, okay? I don't know whether I was me getting into his top of his campaign or Roger talking to him or you somewhere, but it's happening. And I didn't hear what he was talking about. I was bitching. I was like, I bet it's some side issue. No, I was wrong. I went right to him talking about it. I don't know. He may have talked about it earlier. This is great. This is wonderful. See, we're doing it. Let's go back.
This is why all of her policies changed. She was anti-fracking. She was anti-everything. And all of a sudden, she changed. Even the first question she was given at the debate gave one of the dumbest answers. They were asking about pricing and would you be better off today or 4 years ago? Prices have gone up at numbers that nobody's ever seen before. And just the concept of being better off, she didn't give the answer. She talked about when she grew up, nobody knew what the hell she was talking about. And based on the polls, it didn't work because Rasmussen, as you probably saw, just came out and they just lifted me up by 6 points for president, which is one of the biggest increases they've ever had.
And we broke that Tuesday with the head of Rasmussen.
A short period of time of a
couple. By the way, get him back on, please.
Up 6 points.
Said he'd come back on. Get him back on.
And I thought the debate was great. I thought I did very well, but I was fighting three people. I was fighting the crazy left radical lunatics at ABC, I think considered the worst, by me, considered the worst broadcaster out there. George Slopidopoulos, that whole group, they're bad. And I lost a lot of respect for David Muir. He came at me with things, and we'll go over it in a second. But I was right about the crime stats going way up. The fact is the FBI didn't report them, and were able to keep the stats essentially flat. But the new numbers came in. I guess somebody in government likes me because the new numbers were just released. And you'll see the kind of numbers that we're talking about.
Yeah, 800-plus cities don't release their numbers now.
Record levels like nobody's seen.
Total fraud.
When everything was
dead on.
And thanks to Kamala, since 2020, crime and drug overdose deaths here have skyrocketed by 40, 50, and 60%. And murder has reached an all-time high. We don't want this for our country. That's why I'm doing this. I don't like doing this other than I know you all have the nicest view you're going to ever have. But somebody's got to explain this to them. This is a radical left, Marxist, communist, fascist. As border czar, she then launched a colossal invasion of California's southern border. Just yesterday, the Wall Street Journal reported that a Venezuelan gang is expanding its deadly reach in the United States.
For two reasons. Number one.
First sentence of the story begins, U.S. law enforcement officials have watched with alarm the spread of a Venezuelan gang known for dismembering people. Dismembering people, right? Dismembering people. From Chile to Colombia, they're all over the place. Now they're in our country. They're known as MS-13. They're considered the meanest, toughest gang in the world. In Long Island, not so long ago, two young 16-year-old girls were walking to school, and they carved them up with a knife. They killed both of them. They carved them up with a knife. They didn't want to shoot them. And we got them out. I got them out so fast, and we did a big number. And I wanted to thank ICE while I'm at it, because ICE has been unbelievable. Border Patrol has been unbelievable. And she wants to get rid of ICE. She wants to dismember ICE. She wants to take them out. And if you didn't have ICE, you'd have a problem in this country. ICE would go in. I remember in Long Island with us, they had a gang that was brutal, MS-13 gang. They came out of prisons from different places. And they formed, for whatever reason, Long Island seems to be a place. And I'll never forget the scene of ICE going into a rat's nest, they call them, when you have a lot of them together, rat's nest. And they walked into that nest, and you just saw arms and fists and feet. Everybody was flying. And 3 minutes later, he saw it. 3 minutes later, they walked out with these guys, dragging them out by their feet and throwing them into paddy wagons and bringing them into jails. And then we got them out of the country and moved them back to where they came from, which Obama was unable to do when he was president. Obama was unable to do because the countries wouldn't participate. They wouldn't allow him back.
Remember, the deep state tried to kill this guy 2 months ago today.
Take a look. Mexico, too, to a large extent.
There's nothing they won't do.
And I think probably the worst of all.
Our government is hijacked by criminals.
It was rough. We had four in South America. We have.
All right. We'll go back to this, and we've got the crew monitoring it. But I know he's been briefed because he did the sports stadium analogy that I was using last week, and that I know I told people to tell him. That's the kind of thing he likes. But he didn't do the rest of it. He's going off notes, and maybe he's made the decision to say he's not going to try to find the kids and have the national initiative to do it, the task force. Maybe he doesn't want to say he's going to go after them criminally. But he's already saying he is on the other stuff. And they go, oh, no, you better not be mean and go after us. That's politically bad. No, people want to hear you're going to follow justice and go after them. I mean, they're kidnapping children and shipping them in and protecting the people doing it. We have a responsibility. God's watching. But I'm at least encouraged by what I just saw. The Senate reports 325,000, and it's growing. That's old numbers.
So, speaking of that, let's get into this. I got a lot of news here before the next few guests join us, including Jack Posobiec, with huge news and intel on what really happened in Butler. We're getting a lot of intel confirming what we already knew. And that's why you've seen the Democrats in the Senate. Oh, my God, a report's coming out today. It's really bad. You're not going to like it. Oh, they stood down, and they're suppressing the truth and covering up. We're not part of the cover-up. No, no, no. So look at these headlines. Ohio Election Integrity Unit discovers illegal Haitian voter registration fraud operation. The Ohio Secretary of State issued a press release yesterday that notified the Ohio State's 88 county boards of elections of an investigation by the Election Integrity Unit, which uncovered illegal voting registration in Creole, a language common in Haiti. The Office Election Integrity Unit recently concluded an investigation into the origins of an illegal voter registration form transmitted in the Haitian Creole language. The Clark County Board of Elections reported the form to our office after rejecting its submission by a local applicant. The press release said Thursday, the state government is monitoring third-party groups and paid canvassers for potential fraud. And it just goes on from there, of course. But we want to show you what's happening. Despite Democrat gaslighting, more videos emerge confirming Haitian migrant mayhem in Ohio, including police reports and arrests for murdering people's cats and drinking their blood in front of them. Eating cats issue will blow up in the Dems' face as more learn about Haitian voodoo, says former Democrat candidate Marina Williamson. Got a lot of Christian Haitians coming out saying no. They kill and drink the cat's blood live, like I said last week, the lady drinking his blood in the parking lot, in the driveway of the house in Springfield, Ohio. I said she's doing it as a voodoo ritual. Now, viewer discretion is very seriously advised. What I'm about to show you, this man expertly holding a cat by its back and front paws, gripping an adolescent cat. It's not a kitten, but it's in between. It's a medium-sized cat. For radio listeners, I'm describing it. And he bites right through the fur and the skin, ripping open the jugular like a vampire, like Count Dracula would do. And then expertly, like he's drinking out of a straw, sucking its blood live. Go ahead and roll the video. Delicious. And nutritious. In Kenya, they drink bloods right out of the cow's necks. They have a little hammer and a little pick, and they just boop, and then it shoots out their mouth. Ah, they put it in a bucket. They mix pee with it and drink it. Think I'm joking? Type in Kenyans mix cow blood with urine and drink it. That's the standard morning snack. And I'm not even attacking them. They're keeping the cow alive. They're doing it. It's a vampiric thing, but you mix it with the milk, doesn't make you sick. I mean, we eat the meat. But it shows a totally different culture just being dropped down. But the Kenyans do it for sustenance. These guys do it. They believe they're taking the spirit of the animal. That's what voodoo is becoming possessed by a spirit. What you call liquor spirits. There's also drink to get possessed. They're not the only ones that do it. It's part of ancient rituals that are all over the world. That's what the Mayans and Aztecs and Toltecs before them did. Is they drank alcoholic narcotic drinks that had narcotics in it as well to sacrifice and be sacrificed. Here's footage of one of the Haitians in Springfield coming in with like an 8-year-old girl who the parents are crazy enough to let go to the local convenience store. He comes up, kisses her on the neck, whispers to her, tries to grab her, and the cashier saves her. Let's go ahead and roll that footage. And for radio listeners, he comes up, starts putting his face up to her neck, whispering to her.
and the woman says, "Get, leave the kid alone." And that's what the locals are all reporting, black, white, you name it. He holds her hand till he leaves. And then the mother's actually there. She didn't even know. A few seconds and he moved in. He's like, "What's the problem?" Now he's mad. Because in Kenya, in Haiti, that's what you do. You don't do that in Kenya. They'd kill you there. I'd say most Africans don't put up with that either. But the Haitians have been lawless and out of control and slaves from the beginning when they got there. And it's just, it's cursed. It's a cursed island. Their side of the island's all deforested. There's no animals, basically. No birds, lizards. They eat them all. The other side's Dominican Republic, all green and beautiful. Very, very sad. We've already played this, but I mean, they say this doesn't exist. She's a woman's been arrested, charged. She said reportedly now that she wanted the spirit of the cat. And she bares her teeth to the police. And it's like, what's the problem? I'm just in somebody's driveway at night drinking their cat's blood. I mean, what's the problem? What we do in Haiti. Here's the footage.
Back. Someone got rubber gloves. She's covering blood. I bet you got gloves. You got rubber gloves. Smile for me.
Smile with your teeth.
Go like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it? No? Why'd you kill it? Get in there. It's ridiculous. It's all right, other kitty. You're safe. Did you guys see all this?
No, we pulled up and she was just laying there with you.
Did you see her eating it? She was eating it?
Yeah.
She was drinking the blood. Yes. Vampire activity.
Well, you don't kill a cat and go to the hospital. You go to jail.
They eat people. In Haiti. On record.
Copy out of 10th and Duver with team 410-221-2259.
Let's go to Tucker Carlson, what he has to say about it. Go ahead and skip to that.
No, here's the point, though. It's not that the pets are being eaten, it's that they're being sacrificed, actually. That's the truth. That's the truth. We've imported a lot of people, over 5% of the population, from a country in which witchcraft is the dominant religion. And that's not a guess. I've been to that country. I know a lot of great people from that country, by the way. I'm not attacking everyone in the country at all. But the fact is that the people in question come from a country in which witchcraft is the dominant religion and in which human sacrifice is a regular occurrence. That's just a fact.
All right, I got a bunch of other news on this, but we'll get to it next hour. I want to go back to that with our guest, special guest that's joining us, surprise guest coming up, and then Jack Posobiec in the fourth hour on the big developments, not just on the Secret Service, but and why the rats are leaving the sinking ship, but on a bunch of other issues, the campaign, Trump assassination attempts that we know are they're planning. But I've got a lot of other news that I want to hit as well, and several clips on that. So get the clip ready with Trump for the next segment, saying no free money for illegals to get mortgages. Yeah. We should have a debate about whether citizens should be getting that. Maybe veterans or something, or maybe you shouldn't take old folks' homes when they're out of money. I mean, you know, you certainly don't just hand out free money. You can't do that. It'll make people dependent. It'll bankrupt the country. But $150,000 free for illegal aliens in California, $30,000 free in other states like Washington and Oregon and Illinois. $3,000 a month from the feds to the Haitians and everybody else on top of all the other aid and assistance. Then I've got, boom, Trump proposes no taxes on overtime pay. We've got confirmation they're about to release the whistleblowers' affidavits with the law firms and everything about ABC giving the questions to Kamala beforehand. We've got the media caught in huge fake news against Trump. They're now saying that CHOP in Seattle never existed.
And the Seattle Times has come out and said it's another lie of Trump. No one ever took over any areas of Seattle. And then I have all the articles and videos of them taking over and calling it CHOP. I mean, that's like saying Tom Brady never played in the NFL. Seattle Times. It's that level of just a crazy lie. It's crazy. I mean, it's just like it just on its face. Kamala also says she never wanted transgender surgery for prisoners or illegals. We have all the videos and articles. The media is saying Trump's lying. So much more next hour. Please stay with us. Now, this is an action item for listeners and viewers. I need you to listen to me. We're in an info war. When you wear a cool Patriot shirt, you meet all the cool people. And I wear these, and I'm also Alex Jones, so I get the same effect without a shirt. I get 99.9% love now. I didn't used to get that. Shows how people awoken. I would not wear these shirts into downtown Portland. I'll still get a lot of love, also probably stab in the back or something, or other super commie areas. But everywhere else, you spread the word, you meet like-minded people, and by buying these shirts at thealexjonesstore.com, I'll show you some of the great designs, over 30 there, and ball caps, you fund the operation to keep us on air, and this is separate from InfoWars. So either they shut this place down, the folks we're working with, this will help us get relaunched quickly. So we need the funds, we need the support, we got the best baseball caps, the best shirts, high quality, made right here in America, printed in America, thealexjonesstore.com. And when you go there and sign up for free in the email, just put in your email, you get entered to win $10,000 and at the same time, 138,000 most badass turbo diesel, super loaded, upgraded, the best there is, Dodge Ram 2024 Prospector AEV. And you just got to learn about it there on the site. When you buy something, it varies day to day. You get 5 entries some days, 10 entries other days. But you always get entered into the raffle 5 to 10 more times. It's a win-win, thealexjonesstore.com. And these are the best T-shirts, the best designs. They're absolutely amazing. You can email there as well and recommend a design you like. These are some of the top designers in the country doing this that we partnered with. It's their operation. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. One word. We'll post the link up in the live show feed, too, at InfoWars.com if you missed that, but TheAlexJonesStore.com. Separately, DrJonesNaturals.com, incredible nano silver products, incredible colloidal silver, incredible next level foundational energy that's selling out, DrJonesNaturals.com, and then all the other incredible products at InfoWarsStore.com, like Nitric Boost and so many other, Vitamin Real Fusion about to sell out, all of it discounted up to 40%, and the best CBD at the lowest prices, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 3.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average.
Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Recently published research from Korea and Japan confirmed previous reports we've heard of nanotech in the COVID-19 injectables. Contents of the COVID-19 injectables produced by Pfizer and Moderna were examined under a stereo microscope at 400 times magnification. Specimens were cultured in different media to observe the effect they had on living cells. The study concluded that the anomalous injuries that have occurred worldwide since the injectables were pressed upon billions of individuals were caused by the nanotechnology contents of the COVID-19 injectables. The research found cellular toxicity, and over the course of a few weeks, simple one-dimensional structures grew into complex three-dimensional structures. Numerous artificial self-assembling nano-sized objects of many different shapes, including animated worm-like entities, discs, chains, spirals, tubes, and right angle structures containing other artificial structures within them. Some structures even seemed to appear and then disappear over time. All of this was found to be well beyond any expected and acceptable levels of contamination. This was first reported on nearly 3 years ago by Ricardo Delgado and La Quinta Columna out of Spain, who found a relationship between the nanotech and 5G. The Fifth Column recently published their findings and conclusions on the strange self-assembling nanotech they discovered in the Pfizer mRNA vaccines via optical microscopy analysis. The objects they found in the vaccine correspond with known items in the scientific record, and the conclusion they come to seems quite clear, that the well-documented scientific goal to use nanotechnology in living human beings to form networks capable of controlling several nanomachines is currently being deployed in the COVID-19 vaccines, which amounts to the most intrusive assault against humanity in all of recorded history. 5G towers were fired up for the first time in Wuhan, the same time they were reportedly experiencing a COVID-19 outbreak. David Icke said there was a relationship between COVID-19 and 5G back in 2020, and it got him banned. Using dark field microscopy, Dr. Anna Maria Mielchia has found these same artificial nanostructures in the blood of both those who got the COVID-19 injectables and those who did not. Decades ago, Silicon Valley guru Ray Kurzweil said that by 2045, most of human civilization will be non-biological machines, thanks to the advancements of nanorobots, which could cure aging and death. While talk of mRNA is making it easily into the mainstream, the nanotech is being ignored. According to the work at La Quinta Columna, there is no mRNA spike protein. According to their research, it's all about the nanotech, which they recently reported can be totally destroyed by a nicotine mixture derived from tobacco and distilled water. Hopefully, this nicotine study will be repeated by other independent scientists, because the mass infection of humanity with experimental nanotech has now been ignored for at least 3 years, and all sides of political leadership are steering us towards a brave new world of AI and the Internet of Things, where being an organic human being seems to not be an option. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Powerful report up at man.video and on Real Alex Jones on X. All right, one of my favorite podcasts is really smart guy, Jeremy from The Quartering, right there on screen, is going to join us in 1 minute.
We're going to take a break for 1 minute. Over 300 radio stations. Remember those things? That's why we have breaks, people on X and places. Because we're still on air when they banned me 6 years ago. We had the radio stations. We love them. They still got big audiences. Support them. We're going to join 300-plus radio stations in 60 seconds when we come back. Also, coming up, the exclusive look at my interview with Glenn Beck that hasn't dropped yet. And more. And Jack Posobiec with the key intel on why they're so scared about this information coming out about the attempted Trump assassination.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
I've been wanting to get him on for a while. Jeremy from The Quartering, thequartering.com, very popular on X and on YouTube, one of the top podcasters out there. Makes a lot of really smart, cogent points. I wanted to get him in to just cover the waterfront in this hour. Then Jack Posobiec, who's involved with some of the other groups I'm talking to. There's Army Special Operations. There's Eric Prince. It's not a secret. Their phones are all tapped. It's not a secret from the government, the corrupt people that have hijacked the government, and the Trump campaign about what really happened in Butler 2 months ago. And they got reports coming out. They got books coming out. Somebody's got a book that's about to digitally go out. I'm not going to give the inside baseball on what they've got, but that's why the Democrats have all come out. Senator Blumenthal and Warren, who are at the top of the deep state management team. Oh, my God, that they stood down and they're suppressing evidence and obstruction of justice. We're so concerned about DHS. Well, the Justice Department's just as involved as that. Jack joins us about what he can tell us so far, and I know what's going on, but I'm not at liberty to tell you, but you can probably make wild guesses here. They got whistleblowers, they got witnesses, they got investigations, they got it all. And they don't want what their investigations quite found because they're getting more, even more damning. But that, I just say, release what you got now, the other stuff later. But, and then Jack, obviously, is going to be joining me, with Tucker Carlson in Pennsylvania on the 23rd. That's not this next Monday, but the Monday after. It's going to probably sell out. They even expanded because they had it set for so many thousands, and now they expanded to the full deal. They want to totally fill it. I talked to him this morning. It looks like that's going to happen, so get your tickets now. I really want to see you there. That's TuckerCarlson.com. TuckerCarlson.com is right on the front page. You want to go to the 23rd event, or any of them are great, but the one, in Reading, Pennsylvania, is where I'll be with Jack Posobiec. He's going to release even more then, obviously. I don't know if we have, 8, 9, 10 days, and then even more is coming out. But Jack's a great investigator. Jeremy from The Quartering's here. And I said, what do you want to call him about? I've got a lot of questions. The first thing he sent was something I'm going to talk about. Trump latest no tax on overtime and saying illegals won't get money for free mortgages. Yeah, those are great ideas on the economic front. Strategy for Trump to overcome mainstream media. We'll also tailgatesfortrump.com, the real effects of social media and actual voting, Trump not debating pros and cons. He says he's not now because ABC rigged it. He still won, and now they got that whistleblower coming out, confirmed. The law firms have confirmed it is coming out, ABC whistleblower. But I before we get to that and play clips of Trump on his new economic announcements that are pure genius, because the money from working-class folks in overtime doesn't run the country. They just print the crap. Okay, it's about social control. They admit that. Before we hit all those issues, Jeremy, great to have you from thequartering.com. They can find all your platforms and all the tens of millions you reach a day right there. Very exciting show. I've been watching you for at least 4 years. World War III front and center, the Ukraine situation, the announcement that they're going to start bombing as early as this weekend. We hope to get them to have some sanity and not do it. with heavy cruise missiles directed by NATO and the U.S. inside Russia. Putin saying that's an act of war. They'll officially be at war with NATO and take response in their threat doctrine, which is bare minimum, attack European targets where the missiles are being produced or shipped or stored. They're saying Poland might be the first target where they're coming through. As just a message, they talked about a tactical nuke against Poland. I mean, this stuff is so crazy, I can't believe I'm even saying it. Just a year and a half ago, Biden said we can't ship F-16s or Abrams tanks because that's the threat escalation of World War III. Now we're way past that. What is your take on this as an American, just as a citizen, as somebody that lives on this planet? Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Alex. It's always fun to be on the show. Obviously very, very, very concerning to see yet another escalation in a war that should have been negotiated to completion a long time ago, something that I'm sure President Trump would have done. And I do agree with Trump saying that if he was still president, probably wouldn't have happened. If this escalation actually happens, I don't know how you don't say this is World War III. When you're talking about, you know, firing long-range missiles into Russia, I mean, we're just at full-scale war. I mean, I think any most normie people understand that what we've got is essentially a proxy war between the United States and Russia using Ukraine the way it is. Now, if we're going to be firing long-range missiles in, how could you even blame Russia for retaliating at this point? Now, I'm sure they'll call me a Russian operative or something, but I don't even understand how the normal person is supposed to say, well, dude, you just fired missiles into their country. Of course things are going to escalate. And so it's extremely concerning. Now, never mind what's going on in Israel-Palestine. Never mind what's going brewing with Iran. All of this stuff, you know, you got Kamala Harris. I would just say, hey, if you're voting and you don't want your kids to go fight and die for someone else's fake war, maybe consider that on November 5th when you cast your vote, because Kamala Harris presidency is probably going to force boots on the ground between Russia and Ukraine, almost likely in Israel or in Iran and many more. And that's very concerning for me.
Perfectly said, better than I can say it. So you're a smart cookie. I watch your show all the time. What do we do to stop this when we have a government that stole the election, tried to kill Trump, 325,000 missing kids, sex slavery, physical labor, slave labor, hundreds of thousands, fentanyl death, total bedlam, Haitians running around drinking cat's blood, raping people, grabbing little kids, running over kids at the school bus stops, and then you've got Hollywood idiots running around saying, hey, don't take nukes off the table. Sean Penn said that a year ago. Now it's happening. I mean, what the hell's going on? Do they want to commit collective suicide? How do we stop this?
I think the answer is to continue to keep waking people up. Look what Donald Trump did today. He went into Kamala Harris's backyard and took a giant dump on her and dropped facts for about 20 straight minutes about the number of hundreds of thousands of missing trafficked children that are in California alone. I believe it was in California, or maybe it's the total number. People are waking up, and I think that we have to continue to do that. I think that there is a movement between independent voters and Republicans. We saw this during the debate, where they're kind of along the same thing. People are becoming more aware of, hey, you shipped 30,000 immigrants into a town of 60,000, and it's completely destroyed the town. Whether or not you want to talk about them eating pets or not, it's relatively accepted that they're eating the geese and the ducks. And I learned from you a long time ago that the ducks in the park were free and that you could take them home and pretend. I'm thinking about going down to my local park and taking the ducks just for their protection, because I don't want any people down there eating them. And I think,
you know, I never thought of that. Like 15 years ago, somebody just made up this fake Alex Jones quote. Hey, you know, the ducks are at the park are free, and that's associated with me. I never said it, and it's one of the biggest memes ever. Just, and now they're actually taking the ducks home. It's like they got my advice that I never gave.
Yeah, it's very concerning, and I think that people need to continue to get woken up. I think we need to be careful with the messaging. You know, I see a lot of the messaging, like, I don't think, you know, they're eating the dogs or eating the cats necessarily hits as hard as, or like, all immigrants bad kind of thing. I think if Republicans and Trump can stick to the statistics, I don't know if you have them handy. You almost always do. But if you look at the rise in HIV and other communicable diseases in that town, the rise in car insurance, the rise in the hospital. You can't get into the hospital.
It's bankrupting the local system 100%, and the governor's sending money and cops to write tickets, which isn't what you need to do to deport them. No, absolutely. Double the car insurance, massive wrecks, not just in that town, all around there. It's the Haitians. They don't even get driver's license. I mean, this is crazy.
And I think one of my key things that I try to tell people is stay away from blaming the Haitians. Look, these are a lot of these people, you know, they do voodoo. They do this stuff. When people say there's cats missing or there's pigs in the park, I guarantee you, I'm firmly in belief that they did some sort of voodoo thing with it. And that's why it's there. But if people can stay off the Haitians bad stuff and just talk about what it's doing to the local economy, and the fact that it is absolutely crushing people on the poverty line and people in the middle of the class, in the middle class. If you look at who's the ones making these viral TikTok videos, Alex, it's not snooty.
Black people.
It's black people from the inner cities that are like, what the hell is going on? Exactly. They are. And then there was someone, Tyler Hansen, did some excellent on the ground reporting. And he appeared to be interviewing a lot of people in an area that looked pretty rough. Poverty doesn't care about race. And there's a lot of people who are in need of government assistance that are now getting pushed out of their homes because landlords are like, oh, the U.S. government will pay me triple what this person who's just barely getting by will pay me. And they're pushing them out. I think if Donald Trump and the mainstream media and the narrative, including you and myself, not mainstream, but the alt media, we talk about that. That hits way harder than they're eating the cats. So if we say, look, they're destroying these towns. They can't, you know, great interview here from Tyler. The shout out to your B-roll team, your production team. He's interviewing people who, I mean, look, I can look at this and say, this is not someone who's living in a mansion. I don't mean any disrespect by it. But what they're telling you, Tyler, is like, I need food stamps still. The Haitians are calling their cards magic money cards because they never run out of money.
Let's be clear. They're giving locals 70-something dollars a month, 76, black, white, doesn't matter. And then they're giving them 1,000 local and 3,000 federal. And the Haitians are all in brand new clothes, driving around in nice cars, and
they
don't even have
jobs. Somehow.
Yeah, and they're just running, they're just totally out of, here's the deal. Look, Haiti is the most failed state in the world. It's been a slave colony for 300 years. And it's all deforested, and it's 95% illegitimacy. It's hell on earth. Christian Haitians are great people. They're the ones online going, look out. These people do this. You don't want them here. And the truth is, the Haitians, on average, are completely feral. So, by feral, you could take a bunch of white people and throw them out on an island and have no civilization in over hundreds of years. It could turn into, like, you know, barbarian world. But the point is that Haiti is a open-air lunatic asylum. And now you're going to bring a bunch of them here. It doesn't work. It's one thing if they're Christians that flee. It's funny. If they're Christian, they're nice and hardworking and statistically good people. If they're devil worshipers, you got a problem. There's an island of white devil worshipers. You don't bring, let's bring the devil worshipers. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, then you just put them in Hollywood. I think didn't your friend.
I guess Hollywood is kind of a, okay.
Yeah. Didn't your buddy Hillary Clinton go down there and do a bunch of great work for the Haitians?
The head of her foundation got caught kidnapping and smuggling kids for sex slavery. She got in prison for 5 years, got out, and now runs Amber Alert. The AP did a giant report of the hub of global sex trafficking being Haiti, run by the UN and the Clintons. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think when you start to connect the dots, people are seeing that this is destroying the, not even the middle class, but it's like people who are struggling to get by. And, you know, if whether or not they're eating their pets doesn't matter as much as they're literally getting pushed out of their homes that they can barely already afford. So you're probably making a lot of these people homeless who have lived in this town forever. And what's going to happen when that government money runs out? Now you're going to have a 20,000 person ghetto, 30,000 person ghetto. You're going to have all the Haitians that are broke, and you're going to have all the original people that live there who are broke. And it's going to be
that was my next
disaster.
Question, because Europe is run by the same NGOs. They're just 15 years ahead of us. They brought in 30 million, mainly Islamists and North Africans. After 3 years, they cut the money off to them and only let them get the local welfare, and then that always bankrupts things, and then the blue cities collapse, and they move to the red, and now that's what Biden-Harris is doing. The blues already collapsed. They're now not just shipping the illegals that they brought in there, but the refugees of the blue cities are now coming to the red cities. So it's a takedown plan of the country.
Yeah, I mean, you see that with immigration, internal immigration in the United States between California and Texas and California. These numbers are undeniable. Famously, California ran out of rider trucks because people were just like, I'm out of here. There's a reason that Donald Trump strategically went to California today and spent 10 minutes talking about how bad San Francisco is. Because people who live in San Francisco know it is. Like, they know. And Gavin Newsom, as he calls him, you know, even he's like, oh, we're going to crack down the homeless problem. Yeah, right. This has been a systemic problem. This is the guy who got billions to solve the homeless problem, build them houses, and did absolutely nothing with it. There's a huge homeless industrial complex where billions of dollars go into government funding for these associations and companies that are supposed to get people off the streets. They don't. They don't get people off drugs because drug addicts need to want to quit. You can't just throw money at a drug addict and think they're going to quit doing drugs. And there's a huge business that not a lot of people know about. Your audience probably knows about it. But huge multi-hundred million dollar industry around the homeless. The same is true for these Haitians. Here's how it works in Springfield, Ohio, from what I understand. There is a staffing agency. That staffing agency employs some massive percentage of these Haitians. A local person who lives there said 90%, but that's anecdotal, but it's a huge percent. What do staffing agencies do? Well, they place these people in work. They make sure they go to work. And then they cut 10%, 15%, 20% off the top of their paychecks. So all these people on TV who are like, oh, the Haitians are great workers. Well, yeah, they show up at this work camp place, this work placement place. They drive them to work. They make sure they get work. So whoever's doing this is enriching themselves. All sorts of, all these government-run agencies are getting money, federal money, hand over fist, and it's going to be a complete disaster. By the way, it's all paid for by us, too, and future inflation. So Springfield, Ohio will be like, you know, in the same, you know, in the same breath as like Flint, Michigan, where it's like a joke. Like Flint, Michigan still doesn't have clean water 100 years later because the government can't fix anything.
I'm listening to you. You're absolutely dead on, and I've been exposing this for decades. You have these UN NGOs, the main one that came over here that's been running the invasion since Obama was in. Trump kind of shut it down 95%, but it was still operating. And they have these law firms, and they take in the illegals from all over the world. They get them jobs, and they send them up for welfare. And then they skim the top off of the welfare check and off the check. That goes to the Democratic Party and these mafias. And then they get more federal money and then set them up in houses to then bring their families here. And then they just, and then when that town collapses, they literally then move them to another town and they're bombing the few little Republican holdout towns to flip them. And now they've caught them in voting scams. I mean, this is very strategic. So you cut off the money, you deport the military age men particularly, and you prosecute them for the human trafficking and other crimes, and it shuts down. But instead, the Republican governor's like, we'll send money, we'll send money. That's adding, if you have bears breaking into your garage or house, or bears in your backyard in the trash can, you don't start feeding them, that makes more bears come. That's why the homeless think it's worse and worse.
That's what they want, Alex, right? Because then they're going to say, they get them hooked on the money, right? So what's the next thing they say to them? Oh, it's an election year. You know who's going to take your money away? This guy, Donald Trump's going to take your money away. So we're going to send a bus, we're going to pick you all up, on your way to work, we're going to stop, and we're going to vote. There's a reason that they put 30,000 of them in a overwhelmingly Trump-leaning city. They want to flip the vote. Here's all this free money from the government, and then down the line they're going to say, oh, well, the bad guy, Orange Man, is going to take it away. Or whoever the next presidential candidate is. They've been doing this with inner cities in Democratic strongholds for 50 years. Oh, they're going to take your welfare away. You've got to vote. Got to vote. Got to vote. They're going to take your welfare. Oh, hey, Mr. Haitian, you like that $6,000 a month? Well, you can keep that. Just make sure you get, we'll pick you up. We'll fill out your application for you, allegedly, and we'll carry you in or we'll get you to vote. That's the long-term gain. That's the long-term plan, is to destroy the Republican Party and maintain essentially complete control with combined with basically an infinite money glitch, Alex, where they can just, I mean, there's an infinite number of people who are willing to come to America and live for free. So they just have an infinite, if it's not Haiti, it'll be Somalia. If it's not Somalia, it'll be the Dominican. If it's not the Dominican, it'll be Nigeria. If it's not Nigeria, it'll be, they have an unlimited supply of these people that they can continue just rinse and repeat the same methodology that they've been doing with the inner city communities for the past 20 years. They ran out of inner city people. So now they're just bringing in migrants. It's the same playbook.
How do we stop it?
Well, you got to shut the border down and you got to stop the immigration. I think that you have to have a strong leader who's, first of all, you know, I don't know if Trump's really going to pull off, you know, deporting 20, 30 million illegals. But you've got to deport these people, as uncomfortable as maybe that makes people, because they're not all bad, right? They're not all bad people. You got to do that. I mean, here's what I'll say.
Well, I'm about to say it's a globalist operation. You got to deport those that are here to stop more coming. You can't give them a chance to stay illegally. You got to ship them all back, all of them.
I like Poland's plan. I like what Poland does, Alex. I'm pretty sure. Poland, I believe, has taken a grand total of zero migrants. I believe that number is zero. I like that. I like saying, hey, you know what? When we don't have any more homeless veterans, we'll talk about bringing in immigrants. When we don't have 100,000 Americans, a football stadium full of Americans dying from fentanyl every year, I'll talk about the Haitians. When we don't have a broken VA system, I'll talk about Haitians. We don't have 50 million Americans at or below the poverty line, I'll talk about the Haitians. It's so simple. We need leadership that will be strong. That's kind of this new mega movement in the Republican Party. We need to get rid of these rhinos. They're slowly getting removed. We need more people who are going to be America first.
And that's why the deep state's so panicked. Our beachhead of Trump is getting better and larger. I totally agree. How do you think the deep state's going to strike back? I mean, they've already tried to kill him.
They're going to try to kill Trump again, I think. If I was a betting man, I think they're going to take another, there's going to be another incident. Almost certainly. And I think, by the way, people, it starts at your local elections. It's not just about the president. It's down ballot. Be careful about who you're voting in for Republicans. Be careful about who you're voting in local government, state government, your people in Congress. These are the people that are approving these ridiculous omnibus spending bills where, you know, let's send another $6 billion to Ukraine so that a couple of rhino Republicans can get some more surveillance on Americans. I'm just saying that hypothetically. But if you watch these bills, these people are working together. It's going to take a lifetime, Alex. You and I will probably be long gone. But people have to start voting better down ballot and keep the corruption under check.
I totally agree. Breaking news here. Again, we have Jeremy with thequartering.com, very popular analyst, talk show host, and gamer. Trudeau, who says he loves dictatorship and wants to force inject kids and arrest people for free speech, says he, quote, fully supports Ukraine using NATO long-range missiles on Russia day after Putin said it would spark World War III. I mean, these people are maniacs. The left are now piranha-faced, crazy maniacs that want to kill us all.
There is nothing more controlling about than war and fear. And, you know, escalating a war with Russia. Yeah, it's big talk from Canada and their 17 military people. I mean, I think that, like, maybe Canada should be sending some people to the front lines then, rather than, you know, NATO, who most of which don't pay their dues, are going to turn to America. And then we're going to have crappy leaders that are like, well, what are we supposed to do? Russia, you know, counterattacked and they bombed sites. You know what? My position has been, and I know we're going to break soon. My position has been and will always be, let Europe take care of it, literally for once, Alex. Literally for once. Let Europe take care of it.
I totally agree.
We have enough problems. We have enough problems in America that let Europe take care of it. They've got plenty of military.
All right, Jeremy with the quartering. We're going to come back with huge breaking news, a bunch of Trump clips that just happened that I missed the press conference. It is just, I mean, I've been on air 30 years. We have more news in a day now than we would have in a year before. I mean, it's all just world government, UN announcing cashless society, promoting pedophilia, just bonkers, crazy town. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here. An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place and cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, got another 25 minutes with the amazing host of The Quartering. And then we are going to be talking to Jack Posobiec with massive political developments inside Intel and what really happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, and more. And then Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, in an hour and 27 minutes from now, with The War Room at InfoWars.com/show, band.video. And, of course, we'll have his feed live at Real Alex Jones. We want to find it there as well on the Mighty X. I want to talk about Elon Musk with our guest before he leaves. We got a lot to cover. Now, I'm not covering this issue because I'm covering it. I'm covering it to point out our problems. You have World War III imminently. They can start bombing Russia, directed by the U.S. and NATO, with high-tech precision weapons. Putin says it's an act of war. He'll consider he's at war with the United States of America. That's never happened. Official war with Russia. That's World War III, as Jeremy said earlier. You got Trudeau saying he supports it. We got that clip just minutes ago. It's up on InfoWars.com. We've got open borders, hundreds of thousands of missing children, all this insanity going on, jobless numbers coming out even worse than they said, prices exploding, I've got that. All the red lights are flashing. I mean, if this was a nuclear reactor, everything's flashing, it's melting down. And I, without even looking, it's all over the news, every news channel. Laura Loomer's horrible. She questioned 9/11. I'm not saying she's horrible. She's a terrible person. She's secretly Trump's brain. MTG is upset, and the campaign is in crisis. That's what they're saying. It's a civil war. She doesn't run anything. She's a journalist. Trump lets her fly with the other journalists from CNN on the plane. And Trump is at a press conference covering all these super hardcore issues, and he's talking about this. They did this with me in 2016 and made it all about me, but I wasn't engaging in it and explained that day one. So I want to play these two Trump clips. Here's Trump talking about the 300,000+ missing children. He should say, we're going to find him and we're going to prosecute Mayorkas and her. That should be one of the central. He's very close now. So I said he needs to use the analogy of 3.25 sports stadiums full of kids, jumbo 100,000 person sports stadiums. He did that there, but didn't go the rest of the thing. And I got this info to him, and I've been pushing him hard, as you know. So it shows we can get things done, but he still should make this a bigger carve-out. He spent 42 seconds on the missing kids and 42 seconds on Laura Loomer. Let's play these back-to-back.
Now as vice president, she's facilitated the largest wave of sex trafficking and human trafficking in history, the history of our country by far. And in case you don't want to write about it, which you should because there can be no bigger scandal than this, we have, under this administration, 325,000 migrant children are missing. 325,000. In other words, take your biggest stadium in California and you could fill it up 5 or 6 times. Those are all missing children. Many of them are dead. Many of them are sex slaves and slaves of different nature. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Did you ever just say your Republican colleagues or your allies who are concerned about your close relationship with Laura Loomer?
Well, I don't know what they would say. Laura's been a supporter of mine, just like a lot of people are supporters, and she's been a supporter of mine. She speaks very positively of the campaign. I'm not sure why you asked that question, but Laura is a supporter. I don't control Laura. Laura has to say what she wants. She's a free spirit. Well, I don't know. I mean, look, I can't tell Laura what to do. Laura's a supporter. I have a lot of supporters. So I don't know what exactly you're referring to. That's okay.
So we're on the verge of total nuclear war. Even mainstream news admits that. And we're talking about a journalist, an independent journalist that is with the press gaggle. I mean, this is what the left's got, Jeremy, from the quartering.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're grasping at straws right now. Laura Loomer is a bit of a firebrand. She has said some wild stuff, but she's also done some incredible reporting. I have a good relationship with Laura. Many people do until they don't. She's a bit fiery. I think she would admit that. But she's a fierce Trump supporter. And I think the left-wing media really doesn't have any more attack vectors against Trump, do they? I mean, they've been saying Orange Man bad since 2012. 2012, 2014. What can you really say about Trump anymore? There's nothing else that they can come out with. So now they're going to attack their supporters. I don't know if you followed this story, but, we're still waiting for more information. But they managed to, the Department of Justice smeared many of the top Trump advocate content creators and journalists as, Kremlin ops, even though the Department of Justice said they were all victims in it all. They're going after Tim Pool. They're going after Benny Johnson. Oh, they're all Russian assets.
Tenet Media, the Russian company, put $10 million into media ad buys and was syndicating some shows. Meanwhile, the Global's putting billions into these elections. And, of course, the people that took the advertising stuff didn't even know it was happening. And they're acting like they busted, the Soviet army invading. Absolutely. It's all total, complete grasping at straws.
And they had no evidence, by the way, that they presented anyway, that any of these content creators were told to say anything that they wouldn't have normally said. The whole thing glowed like crazy. And, I don't understand exactly why, why people fall for it. But it's because they have no way to attack Trump anymore. They just can only attack, his surrogates now.
Oh, I'm not writing myself into the story. In the last 24 hours, I've had AP, Reuters, Bloomberg, CNN, ABC News. I can't even keep track of it in my email. Say, we're doing an investigation on right-wingers causing violence, and we've got people that are connected to violence and connected to things to you. Would you like to respond? So exactly. The new thing is, I'm causing violence. That's going to be all over the news now. I had Bill Gates and Oprah Winfrey attacking me last night, a bunch of other shows attacking me. I mean, yeah, exactly. They're now shifting to his supporters.
Yeah, there's more tools than ever now, though, for people to fight back against a lot of these things. It's nice that, obviously, Elon bought X. A lot of real-time fact-checking is happening on X so that they can't do these type of things. You have apps out there like Veebs, for example. That's an app that lets you scan a product's UPC code and figure out if the company's woke or who they donate money to. And people are using that. There's been a million tools out there that are arming us to fight back a lot of this stuff. So, yes, Facebook and Instagram are still compromised. But look at sites like Rumble. Look at what you've done with your own band.video. Look what there's more and more opportunities out there for people to fight back against this. But the left is, what's the saying? It's an animal. There's nothing more dangerous than a cornered animal or an animal like in its death throes. That's what we're seeing with the machine. They've never been less powerful right now, thanks to the work that you're doing, thanks to the work that independent news people are doing. And so the only thing left they have to do that they can do, they can't say Orange Man bad anymore. They can't say Trump did this. They can't attack his policies because his policies are in general pretty good. And so they attack people like you. They attack people like me, Tim Pool, Benny Johnson, Matt Christensen. Who cares if Tenet Media got that money? If you don't have evidence where they said, hey, Russia said that, you have to say X, Y, and Z, and then they show a video where they did. They didn't show any of that. They just said, meh, Russia. And by the way, they don't have any problem with a lot of these other media outlets, and I'm not going to say any. There's a lot of money coming out of the Middle East, Alex, as you know, that funds a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of the Middle Eastern money going to the Palestinians. There's a lot of Israeli money going to Ben Shapiro.
Exactly. There's a lot of money from China going to other organizations. The DOJs aren't doing press releases on that. So, I think if Israel is paying $10 million to a content creator to spread pro-Israel propaganda, it's just as bad as if Russia does it. It's still propaganda. It's just as bad as if China does it. But they're ensnared. That's why I'm telling Alex too. I know your viewers are smart. Be careful. There will be, I think it was a honeypot. I still believe. I have no evidence.
Listen, I had the FBI and CIA, and Robert Barnes saw it. He's my lawyer. He confirms it on air. I'm not releasing the information for some reasons, but they tried to honeypot me with $3 million from Russia, and it wasn't from Russia.
Yeah, I mean, $10 million for the deep state to discredit the top five conservative content creators on the internet, that's like the deal of a century. So if you don't think that it's at least possible that, you also must believe that some 20-year-old kid just walked through Secret Service and got a clear shot on the president. You must also think that was just the Swiss cheese theory of coincidences. I don't know what to tell you. So I'm not saying there's evidence. I'm saying be careful out there. A lot of people could, content creators getting offers, big money, turns out. Maybe it's not funded by who, and then they discredit you. I think that's what happened to Tenet Media. I don't think anyone's going to go to jail. I think the purpose was to discredit them, and they achieved it.
Yeah, and that's why they then indict two Russians in Russia, because they'll never show up to act like, oh, look, we indicted some people.
They didn't show up the last time. Wasn't there a time
Internet Research Group. Yeah, they didn't.
Yeah, they never showed. So, like, this is just about discrediting.
No, no, that's who the feds, left. The feds pose as Internet Research Group to me, and then we just confirmed it was feds and had their names, and I brought it to the FBI and said, I know this is you. They were like, I brought it to another division of the FBI and said, just leave me alone. I'm not John Gotti. I don't think I'm getting away with stuff. I'm not like, hey, you haven't got me yet. I'm an innocent straight shooter, straight arrow. You're acting like crooks. Stop it.
Yeah.
And I told FBI out of their face, stop it.
Yeah, it's, I mean, wild.
It's outrageous.
And, you know, the best part of it is they're using our money to do it. You know, it was very personal for me when they're, you know, now I have, you know, Tim Pool has to be cooperating with the FBI. All this stuff, they get to run all these headlines that he's a Russian asset.
And all that means is, I know what that means. They go, a grand jury's open on you. Get, you know, and then you get a lawyer and they say, hey, show them you haven't done this. Look, I didn't make a big deal about this on air.
Yeah.
And they didn't do this with me. They did it with other people. Well, actually, they did it with me.
Prove you're innocent.
Well, five times they've had grand juries open on all sorts of crazy crap on me. And I never got into it on air. And then I'd have to get a lawyer, and the FBI would say, give us stuff, and we'll present it to the grand jury that you're innocent. And my lawyers, I got the good ones, they go, listen, if you don't show this, they'll get them to indict you. And I did each time, but one of the times they leaked, Jones is cooperating. No, I wasn't cooperating. Yeah. I haven't done jack crap. Have no idea what the hell you're talking about. And then another time, J6, they said, headlines, AP, Jones is cooperating with J6. No. I simply said to them, ask me not to testify, and you can give us the third-party terms to search my phone. I did not talk to any of these people you're saying. I said, if you drop it, I will do that. They said, no, we're not dropping. And I said, then I'm not giving you that, and I'm not testifying. They subpoenaed me, and I took the fifth 98 times, not because I'm a crook, but because they're frauds with Schiff and Raskin on there, and I told them that to their face in the committee. Then they destroyed the tapes of me being interviewed. And again, I'm not trying to write myself into this. Jeremy, I've experienced every bit of this. And it's
I 100%
not, and it
believe you.
It wasn't cooperating when I testified. They would have thrown me in prison like Peter Navarro and Steve Bannon.
Steve Bannon. Yeah. Right. And the process is the punishment. Too. I mean, that's also a big part of it. Most people can't afford it. And so, you know, like Tenet went bankrupt. You know, Lauren Chen and her husband, I'm sure are bankrupt now. That entire media now becoming, you know, conservative media outlet gone overnight. They are scared, Alex. And that's why content creators have to be.
And by the
really,
way, they shouldn't
really
be scared.
Careful.
I've invited Laura Chen on. She should be proud of this and go the opposite direction.
So I agree.
Yeah,
she should say, "I did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. I took money from an investor. They deceived me. I didn't know, and I never told anyone to report. You know, I never told anyone to push any propaganda. Nothing.
Look, well, they got hit by the thing that I figured out instantly." And started recording it and then went to the FBI within days and said, leave me alone. And then we tracked it back. It was them. And it's just, of course they got set up.
Yeah, of course. $100,000 per an episode is a lot of money to turn down. You know, and especially when it's coming through your friend, you know, and it's like, I can tell you wholeheartedly, I say this completely honestly. If Lauren Chen, someone I know, had come to me, and said, hey, I've got some crazy billionaire funding this stuff. He's going to pay you 50 grand an episode. You do it once a week, 200 grand a month.
And you don't change, and they don't give you what to say or anything. You take the money.
Yeah. I would take the money 100% of the time. Like, why wouldn't I? That, by the way, people don't know this. That's how most of this stuff works. Look at who owns. I'm not going to call it.
Oh, no. I mean, let's be clear. When you see a basketball star pushing the vaccine, they got 100 G's for one tweet. When you see they have a grade, thousands have released it. People with 100,000 followers are getting $3,000 to put a tweet out for Pfizer.
Even if you look at these mainstream media outlets, the Young Turks are taking huge money.
Bill Gates, you know, admittedly spends over $1 billion a year just on media. And at the bottom of an ABC article, they're the worst. They'll say the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation gave sponsorship to this. They're paying for that Oprah special last night attacking me.
Yeah. So that's why I'm saying, like, I'm not pro-Russia. I'm not anti-Russia. I'm pro-America, all right? But I'm telling you, if you don't think that, you know, big money is invested in companies like the Daily Wire or the Ivar Blaze or these left-wing media outlets like the Daily Beast, you know, I've got a bridge to sell you. Like, there's just, of course, big. So if you're a content creator and you're in the business and they're like, hey, we got some crazy billionaire that's a conservative that just doesn't want to be attached to it, I'd be like, yeah, like, yeah,
you gotta watch out. It can be the cheese on the mousetrap. Shifting gears, we're almost out of time. Here's an example of media lies, how desperate they are. Saying J.D. Vance 2 weeks ago said, I don't care about dead kids. It's a fact of life. He said, I do care. We got to stop it. It can't be a fact of life. But here's Seattle Times. They say Trump falsely claimed that in 2000, protesters took over an area of Seattle. They did it for almost 6 months. It was called CHOP. They say it's fake. Folks on X destroyed them. Here's the articles from The Guardian, from the Seattle Times. Seattle protesters take over city blocks to create police-free autonomous zone. Protesters in Seattle. I mean, so they're like literally saying the trees aren't green. So they're now saying Trump's lying in the debate about something that's public knowledge. It was all over the news. I mean, what are they thinking when they do this, Jeremy?
Well, they're thinking like megalomaniacs. They're thinking they have unfettered, uncontrolled access, but people are waking up. I think, you know, you can only say San Francisco's all right and then see a million videos. You can only say Seattle's doing great or Philadelphia and see literal zombies with the flesh rotting off of their body from trank addiction. So many times you can only see so many independent reporters.
By the way, is that what that is? Because I was about 4 years ago, 3 years ago, in Skid Row, which goes on for miles in California, and I saw
people. Except for when they have an award ceremony.
I saw people come out with like the skin rotting off their bodies. They look like zombies.
It's called xylene. It's known as trank. And they combine it with fentanyl or other opioids called trank dope. And what happens is their body, it's super addictive. Their body, their flesh, they look like this. And then
they look like candle wax dripping off their bodies.
Yes. And their flesh rots from their bones. It is the most disgusting thing. And then you're seeing the xylene. That's the drowsiness where people are standing and then just like kind of passed out or, you know, they're like literally passed out on their feet. This is all, you know, you go to Philadelphia. I mean, this isn't one or two people. This is 500 or 1,000 people, you know, on this one street. You have people in Philadelphia, Seattle, Portland, all these major Democrat strongholds. It is killing. They're killing us. China is controlling our population by pumping in fentanyl over the border. The amount of fentanyl it takes to kill you. There's a great video, and I know I'd be impressed if we have time to pull up, but it's a cop that's showing a vials, various vials. And it's like, this is how much coke it would take to kill you. This is how much opioids it would take to kill you. This is how much, you know, and it's going down, going down, going down. He gets the fentanyl and you can barely see it. And he's like, this is enough to kill both of us. I mean, this is stuff is coming from China. It's coming over the southern border. It costs a dollar or two. So anybody can get it. It's not difficult to obtain and it is killing it's killing our society. And, nobody
it's just
cares
like
about
the British
it.
Use opium to take control of China. They're using it to take control of us. Brother, I appreciate you spending so much time with us. I've got so much breaking news we haven't gotten to that I'll get to after you leave with Jack Posobiec, but in a minute or two, 52 days out, gut level. I mean, I agree with you. They're going to try to kill Trump. That's not even a gut level. That's no brainer. What else do you see and what are you predicting?
Trump landslide. I think I'm predicting Trump in a landslide. I'm going to white pill everybody right now. I don't care what it says on TV. I don't care what it says on Twitter. I don't care what it says on YouTube or Rumble. When people go to that voting booth, they're going to think about how their life has been over the past 4 years. And for the vast majority of people, rent is up, food is up, gas is up, heat is up. They're working extra jobs. Life has been a struggle for the overwhelming majority of people. I don't care that Kamala Harris is running on joy. Joy is non-existent in the working class. When they go into that voting booth, they are going to vote for Donald Trump, and they are not going to vote for Kamala Harris. They are not excited. Nobody is actually excited for Kamala Harris. Most people know she was in the office. I think if Trump sticks to the message, if his base mobilizes and don't get blackpilled, that's why I started that Tailgates for Trump website, so that people can get on the ground and, like, I got all these stickers, stick them around everywhere, have parties, make it fun, register to the Friends to Vote. Don't get blackpilled, Trump supporters. Your vote will still count. Vote early, in person, track your vote, then spend the next 2 weeks finding another reluctant Trump voter. You can do that. Go out to dinner. Talk about it. Take them to the freaking place and drop them off so they can go vote. This is what the Democrats are doing. They're going,
and that's why they tried to kill Trump, because they know he's got the numbers to win even with a fraud. If we push hard, you're right. JeremyTheQuartering.com. Thank you so much for the time. I agree with you. The globalists are desperate. People weren't awake even 10 years ago. They're hyper awake now everywhere. I used to get hate everywhere. Now I get nothing but love. Jeremy, thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, bud. And if I could, check out tailgatesfortrump.com. We've got party games, all free. Party games, special election-themed drinks and barbecue stuff, and all the resources for you to invite your people over. It's the number four, tailgatesnumber4trump.com, so that people can have fun, register their friends to vote, make voting fun again. It's all funny. There's pin the tail on Tim Walz. You can use a tampon to do it. They've got cornhole games. We've got 20 different fun recipes. We've got a mailing list. We've got stickers.
Say it one more time.
TailgatesNumber4Trump.com.
All right, we're out of time.
For Trump.
Great job. You're kicking ass. Find it all at The Quartering on X. Thank you, sir. All right, listen to me, folks. We are fighting. My guests are fighting. My crew is fighting as hard as we can. I need your support. Jack Masoba is coming up with bombshell information. You need the products we've got. Go to our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, for all the NanoSilver products, the NanoSilver toothpaste without the fluoride, the Kaba Chill, 60% off, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 30 parts per million, topical or ingested, antiviral, 33% off, Foundational Energy, Next Level Foundational Energy, no stimulant but feels like a stimulant and is good for your body, incredible, selling out, Next Level Foundational Energy. Go there, check it out. I want to thank those that have supported, I want to encourage those that haven't supported. What are you thinking? DrJonesNaturals.com. That is so key to funding the operation and whatever happens to InfoWars going forward. DrJonesNaturals.com. Please go there now. InfoWarsStore.com for the InfoWars MD gummies and CBD 1,000 milligram tincture. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Big discounts right now. Nitric Boost, all of it, InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, if you go to the AlexJonesStore.com, a new URL, over 30, incredible, amazing, top company that does T-shirt designs, and 30 ball caps of every cool Patriot design. In fact, it's more than 30. They've added more. Ready to ship to you right now, the AlexJonesStore.com. And that funds the operation, and it gets your Patriot colors out there. If you don't support us, what are you doing? I know you love Patriot shirts. These are the best out there. The AlexJonesStore.com. And when you sign up for free on the email, get $10,000 free cash if you're the winner, along with $138,000 incredible Super Dodge truck that's so amazing. See the truck, see the video. It's all there at the AlexJonesStore.com. We brought back some InfoWars classics, but updated. Save the frogs. The ball caps are incredible. Get the AEV Prospector, super upgraded, best truck out there. Amazing turbo diesel. All at the AlexJonesStore.com. The AlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Number four, Jack Posobiec just got done doing multiple interviews and three shows. He's taking a luscious six-minute breather till we join Stages of Six After, and then he will be joining us to talk about, oh my gosh, the deep state is pulling its hair out, horrified senators saying, oh my gosh, you know, there was a stand down, they lied to Congress, the DHS, they're trying to cover up for the Justice Department, they're just as involved or more. What does that really mean? He's got major investigations going. I've got a bunch of other contacts doing similar things. They're working together. This is huge. It rattles them to their core, gets them off balance to not try to kill Trump again. We're doing something. And then we'll get into the World War III developments with him and Ukraine and the announcements they're going to start heavy bombardments. Are they considering it? And they say they probably are with U.S. and British-made and NATO weapons, which Putin says is an act of war. It's all coming up in the first 45 minutes of this hour. Then Jack's got to go, and so do I, to a meeting that's about 15 minutes away. So I'm going to run out of here and go to that meeting at 3 and come back and work some more after that at about 4:30. So we're going to air first look, because the interview doesn't drop for everybody until tomorrow on Saturday. Glenn Beck did an hour-and-a-half interview with me yesterday in Dallas. It was powerful. I thought it was informative. We covered the waterfront. We have a 14-minute compilation we're going to play for the last 14 minutes of this hour after Jack Posobiec. So a first look on that. They're really scared of this broadcast. I got attacked that I know of by Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates on ABC News last night. We already played some of that. And on Extra and on one other big channel. I love that. That means they're really scared. I've got Reuters, AP, Bloomberg, all calling me with the same story. We hear you're causing violence. We hear your supporters are violent. Want to give us a comment? I'm not even going to tell them piss up a rope or go fly a kite or jump in the lake. I'm not even responding to it. I'm over the target. That's why I'm getting flack. But I'm going to say this because I plugged for about 3 minutes in the last 3 hours today. And you listen to regular talk radio, they plug every segment. Just to stay, because, you know, of this economy where we're at. I understand that. I'm going to say it again, and I want this to sink in. This show is over the target. We're up there with the three or four most informative groups out there. I mean, quite frankly, we've been doing it longer than anybody, but I'm not in a competition. The point is, we have worth. You have worth. The guests have worth. This family, this organization. And when I tell you that I need support now more than in my 30 years, they've driven me to the wall. We're barely hanging on. InfoWars will know by the 24th of October when it goes up for sale whether we get a we have buyers, but whether they're going to outbid us and shut it down. That means we've got to be working with outside groups that are ready to set up new systems and do this and get the crew in there. And because I can't own stuff with these giant judgments going forward. That's fine. I'll work with somebody else as long as they control my speech. We have a lot of folks quartering us. A lot of people want me to go here or there. I want to try to stay here. It's where my family is. I want to keep the crew. So I need sponsors that are already fired up and doing well that are going to back us. Well, my dad's great. That's drjonesnaturals.com. Go there. Spend money. They're great products. I need you to go there. This is an action item. This isn't like entertainment. This isn't a video game. I know most of you know that. But this is, we're really doing this. Like, this is really war with the New World Order. This isn't all the other BS. I need you to go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars. I need you to go to the alexjonesstore.com. I don't own that. That's not mine. They're top Trump supporter people, J6er patriots, badass Arkansas, Bentonville, knife companies, veterans, factories, freaking, you know. We got badass, super top new breaking supplements coming in the next 2 weeks there. We got 30 plus badass amazing t-shirts designs, ball caps, everything at thealexjonesstore.com. And I think InfoWars is going to survive, so it's got to be capitalized and have money as well. And everything is in stock at InfoWars that we advertise. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Nitric Boost and get the CBD oil and get the InfoWars MD products. Those are the three places to hit. Go there if you're with us. Now's the time to get off the bench, folks. We're going to win this, but you got to get in the game.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
That happened 2 months ago today in Butler, Pennsylvania, and I told you the day it happened. It's a cover-up. It's a stand-down. And I told you 2 days after they're going to blame Iran, and they did. And now they're saying Iran's going to kill Trump. They're getting their cover story ready. It's insane. Well, Jack Posobiec's former Naval Intelligence, great journalist. I've been interviewing him for over 8 years, and he's one of the hardest working guys out there. So prolific, hosting multiple shows to millions a day, sometimes 10, 20 million a day tune in. He is really kicking ass, and that's great because it's more patriots on the front line and more of us that have huge audiences. It's not as lonely as it used to be. Now we got Elon on our side, and Trump's hitting on all cylinders. So I was talking to Jack during the break, and I said, what do you want to hit first, the World War III total escalation and the announcements that they're getting set to announce? That the White House says they're going to probably make the announcement as early as this weekend to start bombing Russia with high-tech precision munition cruise missiles where the components are made in America, assembled with the explosives in England, shipped into Poland, and then the attacking starts. Or do you want to get into the huge Democrats leaving the sinking ship, Blumenthal, Murray, and others saying, oh, my God, They're lying to Congress, the DHS, Secret Service, Mayorkas. It's terrible. It's going to shock the American people. Total stand down. They're getting ahead of it. He goes, well, is it the same thing? And I said, exactly. The October surprise, total war, the war party, Kamala, all of this. So we'll give you 35,000 foot view first. Then we'll drill into it and tie it all together with 52 days out. You're not going to get better analysis than with myself and Jack Posobiec. So Jack, thanks for being here. Let's plunge into it right now. People can find you at Jack Posobiec on X, also humanevents.com, and you've been co-hosting The War Room while political prisoner and great patriot Steve Bannon is in prison. So, Jack Posobiec, thank you.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for having me on. You know, I actually spoke with Steve Bannon earlier this morning. He's someone we've been talking to, and we do have access through email to be able to get in contact with him, limited access. And the main thing he's been asking me about is making sure, number one, that people understand the stakes of this election, how high the stakes go, how dangerous of a situation that we're in, and the fact that people need to be activated. He always asks me that three times a day. Are people getting activated? Who's getting active? Where are they getting active? Are they getting active where it matters? Are they in the swing states? Can they reach the swing states? One of the things that we also see here, you asked me this question during the break, right? World War III, the escalation in Ukraine, the escalation against Russia, the collective West against the rise of the BRICS nations. And I've said it's very clear that all of these things are connected with President Trump and indelibly connected with the shot that missed on J-13 only two months ago today. The fact of the matter is, look, they're terrified of discussing it. That is why David Muir, the only time that Donald Trump brought up during the debate that an assassin's bullet nearly blew his head off in front of the global audience, that David Muir cuts him off and says, oh, I'm sorry, sir. We have other things to get to. No, I think that's one of the most important things to get to. And by the way, the fact that 9 days later, those 9 days in July, that Joe Biden was pulled out of office in a palace coup. If you're one of these 67 million people, not one of the members of this audience or the members of my audience, if you're listening to this, if you're listening to me, if you're listening to War Room, you're one of the 1% of the 1% in terms of high information voters. But if you're one of the people that's low information out there, you're not tuned into politics on a regular basis, you might be scratching your head wondering, where's the guy who was on stage at the last debate? How come he's not around anymore? Why isn't Joe Biden president anymore? Well, I'll tell you why. To understand the system under which we live, then you will understand why they pulled Joe Biden. Because they pulled him because the war party had to line up behind Kamala Harris after the shot missed. They've all lined up behind her now, and it's almost, I was kind of joking on X the other day, as I'm wont to do, that it seems as though the CIA has given her a contractual obligation that she has to bring up John McCain and Dick Cheney in every single speech now, and she's been doing it multiple times, as if it's some kind of signal to the globalists.
Oh, that's no joke.
You're on your
side
now.
She's saying you own me.
She's saying, you own me. I'm on your side now. That's the signal to the rest of the globalists. This is my side. Look, Lee and Panetta, I was there at the DNC. You had Panetta up there. You had other military officials up there. You had Tim Walz, this guy, this fake soldier that gets up there, and suddenly all these questions are made, and all these claims. And essentially, Alex, it's also the way she speaks. If you notice, Kamala Harris, when she ran in 2019, it was the woke agenda. It was BLM. It was, we're gonna do equity. We're gonna do all of these things. Defund the police. That was the Kamala Harris of 2019. That candidate is completely gone now. And when they say she's changed her positions, I think she has, but not in the way that she would have us believe. The way that she's changed is now she is bought and sold by the war party. And she has been completely replaced with neoconservative, neoliberal, Hillary Clinton, Nikki Haley rhetoric to say America's role is to stand for democracy and spread democracy around the world. Really? Spread democracy around the world? I've heard that one before. We have to stand with our allies like Ukraine, which is strange because I didn't remember Ukraine being a member of NATO. They're actually not a member of NATO. That's what this entire thing is about. And it's the fact that Kamala Harris went there, and she admits this, that she went to the Munich conference, and then 3 days later, Vladimir Putin got involved because she said Vladimir Putin invaded because she said at the Munich conference that we will not stop until Ukraine is in NATO. She's the one who said that, and that was the final signal to the Russians that they were not going to listen. So NATO is going to move their borders forward. And then they decided to come in because that was essentially the signal given that we will not listen to your negotiations. We're not interested in diplomacy. We're only interested in global hegemony. And Alex, that's really a huge part of this election that a lot of people have missed. Because take all of the social issues and all the nonsense that they wanted to bring into in the debate out of it. All right. This is an election about what will the status of the United States in the global geopolitical scheme of things be? Are we going to continue to be controlled by the D.C., London, Atlanticist globalist axis, with Brussels and Klaus Schwab involved on the Great Reset side? Are we going to force at the point of a bayonet or these long-range precision munitions? By the way, Alex, there's one piece of that puzzle that I would also add to what you said. It's not just that they're manufactured in the United States and the parts and then put together in England and then launched from Poland. It's that the targeting information comes from U.S. intelligence.
Satellites.
It's that the targeting information will come from the U.S. intelligence community if precision strikes are made on Russian soil. They're going to hand it to the Ukrainians or the Polish, and they're going to have those in the Polish-controlled government that you and I have been talking about for all year, and they're going to say, okay, we won't press the button. We're just going to get our proxies to press the button. Therefore, it's not us. We're going to give you the gun. We're going to point it in the direction for you, but you pull the trigger, and therefore our hands are off of that. And do we really expect Vladimir Putin and Sergei Lavrov to not understand all of that? No. So the idea being is this is the G7 globalist axis. Are they going to try to force the world to acquiesce, to submit at the point of coercion to the G7 and the collective West? Or are we going to go down the road of Donald Trump, America first, and say we need to go back to a system of nation states where nation states can have disagreements, but we can also have relationships and we can have diplomacy? President Trump was just in Los Angeles a couple of minutes ago talking about he'd love to sit down with Kim Jong-un again. He said, I want to sit down with him. I want to talk to him face to face. I think we can de-escalate these things. But Alex, there are billions and billions of dollars on the line to prevent world leaders from talking to each other because they exacerbate these conflicts, because this is how these organizations stay in power.
So
don't tell me that that's not connected to trying to blame a Trump assassination attempt on Iran, because that's the exact target that you would choose, the same way that they chose Russia with JFK all the way back in Dealey Plaza in 1963.
I totally agree. And you really, at the geopolitical level, and particularly in Eastern Europe, know more than I do, even on this, one of the best analysts we've had on, predicting. You said about 8 months before they installed the former deputy head of the EU, they would be trying to install him. He'd open the borders up to illegals. He would turn Poland into an armed camp to help, you know, invade Russia proper. You said that when they reshuffled the deck 8 months ago, that they would soon be incurring into Russia. They then invaded, what, 5-6 weeks ago. So let's snapshot where that war is right now. And then when we hear from the White House and Zelensky that they're set this weekend to authorize this ultimate, you know, escalation before nuclear war, then Putin responding yesterday saying, we see that as an act of war. We're directly at war with NATO. That will be a declaration of war, and we will follow our threat strategy position, which means they will then start bare minimum striking NATO targets, staging areas. They've said probably Poland in previous statements to hit the caches. Then that draws NATO directly in, but NATO's already struck Russia. For most of the war games I've seen, it'll go right to tactical nuclear weapons very quickly. And then in most scenarios, within hours or even minutes, we are in total commitment thermonuclear war. Even mainline analysts, the Atomic Science Association, are saying that this is pure madness. There's not even ways for me to describe this. All the analysts say this is the most dangerous point in the nuclear age we've ever been. I can't believe we're even on air talking about it, getting this far. Talk about the current situation with that and why they're quadrupling down with this type of madness.
Look, Alex, and who is going to be at the White House today is Keir Starmer. So Keir Starmer is going to be, for the current UK Prime Minister, of arch globalist, is going to be sitting down there with Joe Biden, the resident in office. He's certainly not the president. And he's going to be going down there solidifying this deal. Remember, it was the same British that got involved to block the diplomacy all at the time. And what did Zelensky say, by the way? He was at one of these meetings in the European capital, and he said, well, we have to wait for permission from the British. Permission from the British to use these strikes. What do you mean permission from the British? Aren't you Ukraine? I thought the British were saying that you were the one.
And by the way, Putin has said Britain is in charge of this. Putin said a bunch that Britain's in charge. Why is there this ancient British-Russian thing going on?
Well, Alex, it goes back to the Great Game. It goes back to World War One and this idea that the British and the Russians are competing for primacy over Europe and competing over the continent. But really, one of the things that you also see If he goes back to the original commander of NATO, Lord Ismay, the first NATO commander, who was asked at one point, what is the purpose of NATO? And he said, it's very simple. The purpose of NATO is control of Europe, and control of Europe like this. Our goal is to keep the Americans in, the Russians out, and the Germans down. And if you look at the moves that NATO has made, and you look at the moves that the EU has made since then, it's very clear. Certainly the destruction of Nord Stream 2 meets every single one of those requisite prerequisites. That it Nord Stream 2 hurt the Russians. It prevented the Russians from having their economic alliance with Germany. It hurt the German economy by keeping them subservient. The German economy also is now seeing themselves blow up and detonate their own nuclear power plant, so they can't get the cheap oil and gas from the Russians, and they also won't get the cheap energy from nuclear power, because they're listening to Greta Thunberg and going down this road of green energy, and they're totally controlled. They're totally bought and sold. And then who maintains power then, who maintains legitimacy, is the British, who wouldn't otherwise have any influence over the continent. And so there's also this longstanding idea in British politics that they will never allow the rise of a strong continental power on Europe. It's a longstanding adage that a lot of British geopolitical figures have held going back to World War One. Again, like I said, the great game. And so this has always been their biggest threat. They view Germany and the rise of Germany as a huge threat, and they've also viewed the potential rise of Russia as a major threat to them on the continent. They always want to maintain primacy, and they are able to do so through working, and this is the Atlanticist Alliance that I was talking about, the London DC access, because they know they can't without on their own anymore, because they lost the empire after World War II. So what do? They use the United States. And in many ways, the United States foreign policy today currently is reflective of that of the British Empire. However, you won't hear it described in such terms. You'll hear it described in such terms as spreading democracy, keeping sea lanes open, maintaining work with our allies. But if you look at the actual conflagration, the constellation of NATO bases around the world, U.S. bases around the world, and you will see that it actually does, by and large, line up with where the British Empire used to be. And in fact, I've even heard it considered that when historians write about this period hundreds of years from now, we might actually refer to it as the Anglo-American Empire.
And that's what Putin addresses them in the ancient tongue from the ancient Vikings. And then, of course, William the Conqueror that conquered England. And so they really go back that far between those two warring groups. Now, expanding and shifting into technicals, why are they now announcing and trying to sell that they're going to go to full war with Russia, public World War III, basically you could say is being initiated? Is that a bluff? Do you think they'll actually do it? What is behind that?
Well, I don't think it's a bluff at all, Alex. And in fact, I think it's actually a warning in many cases to say we are willing to blow up the world in order to stay in power. Because they understand if Donald Trump takes office again, and he looks like he's very close to being able to do so, they understand that they are a cornered regime. They are a cornered wild animal. As Steve Bannon likes to say, this is the primal scream of a dying regime. It is this globalist regime that is dying. They are withering on the vine right now, and they are lashing out in every direction, because they see Donald Trump and Trump supporters and Russia and Viktor Orban and all of these various things as threats to them. And so because they see them as threats to them, they don't view a foreign threat or a domestic threat as separately. They view it equally as a threat to their regime. By the way, that's what they're referring to whenever they say our democracy. They really mean our regime. So our democracy is at stake. That means our regime is at stake. Our democracy is being threatened. Our regime is being threatened. You just replace that with the one word, and it totally.
So what can we do to stop it? Because look, obviously Trump threatens their global corrupt empire that's destroying us, everybody else. They intend to stop him from doing that. So what can we do in the next 52 days, or when he's president-elect? You know they're going to pull out all the stops then. So we're really dealing with 52 days and 76 days. We can put that number up so we have the exact number, 130-something days. I mean, this is, you could cut the suspense with a knife, and I see even the average conservative or patriot is still like, oh, okay, Alex, we're glad you're there. We're glad Jack's there. We're glad. No, I mean, this is the biggest moment in human history. Even the globalists admit it. The whole future is being destined right now. They're willing to have thermal nuclear war to stay in power.
They absolutely are. And that's why people, by the way, if you've got contacts in the military, if you know anyone who's deployed over there, then please, and you hear about these this information, you hear about operations going on, just leak it to us. Get the information out there, because if we can call the shot, if we can show people that this is what they're willing to do, that they're willing to push for World War III, that they're willing to conduct assassinations, that they're willing to pull security for President Trump at a field in Butler in order to get their way, in order to see this behind, then they would certainly be willing to do this. You have to expose it, and at the same time, you have to hold the line. Don't get drawn in, don't get sucked into whatever the controversy of the day is, and they're trying to get Donald Trump to say, well, do you denounce this person? They're playing that game again, and he's looking around saying, I'm actually fighting for the American people. I'm not going to play these little gotcha games. This is serious business, and we have serious partners and serious adversaries in the world, potentially ones that we could turn into diplomatic, at least partners in some way, or at least a tete-a-tete with people like Kim Jong-un, with people like China, with people like Russia, or at least not blowing up the world over deciding who's going to be in charge. There are simple ways that we can do this. And you heard that. You heard that on the stage, Alex. You heard that at the debate. When President Trump talked about war, he talked about the human cost. He talked about the people of Ukraine who have lost their lives. He talked about the people of Russia who lost their lives.
I love what he said in the debate.
In that war.
I love what he said. I mean, at the debate, they said, are you for the Ukraine war? Are you back Ukraine? He said, I want the war to stop. I want the dying to stop. I want to stop World War III. Exactly.
Right. He wants to stop World War III. And you've got another candidate up there. Now, she'll never admit it, right? But when you hear a neoconservative, they never say they want more war. But what do they say? They say things like, we have to stand up for our values. What does that mean, stand up for our values? We have to stand up for democracy. We have to enforce our alliances and all of this rhetoric. I mean, Kamala Harris sounded exactly like Nikki Haley up on that stage. I don't know what else could be done. And so if you're someone out there who says, oh, you know, I don't like the tweets of Donald Trump, and I don't like his hair, and I don't like his skin is too orange for me, or something like this. Okay, all right, fine. Do you like nuclear war? Do you like nuclear annihilation? Do you like seeing your children's incinerated skeletons in front of you in a nuclear holocaust? Well, if you don't like that, then maybe you should actually pay attention to the fact that you got the British meeting in the U.S. right now in the U.S. Capitol. You got long-range weapons that are sitting right there, and you've got the Russian state telling you directly that if these things are done, then we will move to the next phase. Because Lavrov has said it, Putin has said it, that we do not have any interest in a world without Russia in it. They will pull that button, and there's no question they will do so. They attempted to show Zelensky this all the way back in February of 22. They were going to have a peace deal back in March, but who was it? It was the West. It was the British powers who decided to blow up that peace deal and continue on and on and on. And this is why, by the way, there were secret negotiations going on just a couple of months ago. Erdogan was talking about this. He's come out and said it, that they were talking about another peace deal that would have been done before the election, prior to the election, before the invasion of Kursk. And then the invasion of Kursk takes place, and the Russians throw their hands up, say, wait a minute, you guys were just using those diplomatic moves to try to put us on a stalling, and then you invade us anyway. So you'd think, by the way, Alex, you'd think a normal person, a normal regime, a normal government would want a diplomatic effort prior to an election. You want to say we bring peace. We have peace between Russia and Ukraine. We have peace between Israel and Gaza. But this isn't that type of regime, Alex. This isn't. They want submission. They want domination. They want conquest. We've seen how many people they've been willing to kill. We've seen how many piles of bodies and skulls they've been willing to pile up in order to see their interests go in. And this is Kamala Harris. That she is now in the tradition of Hillary Clinton and Madeleine Albright, and the way she's signaling it to all the other members of this elite class is by saying Dick Cheney's name over and over and over, to say, I'm on the Dick Cheney team now. I'm on the neocon team now. This is my team. Go with me. We are the party of war. We want nuclear annihilation. We are going to hold the world hostage with nuclear weapons pointed to the heads of every capital. Alex, that's what she stands for. So if you stand for peace, if you actually want to have peace in our world, and we can talk about everything else after the election, then that is You have to understand the stakes in 2024.
We've got to stop the death cult. Now, we're 1 minute out from break. You've got to go 10 minutes after the break. So do I. I want you to come back and shift gears. I know you can't give it all away. I've talked to other sources that are on this as well. A lot of great people. on Butler. Why is the Democratic Party going, oh my gosh, there's a cover up and it's going to shock you. And there was a stand down. Why is Blumenthal and Murray, we know we're up to the highest levels of the Senate of managing these operations. Why are they now trying to say DHS, which is Mayorkas, away, looks like trying to protect the Justice Department, because they know these whistleblowers, they know these investigations are about to come out, and I know people are finalizing these. I know you've got reports and things, and I'll leave it at that. But tell us as much as you can. I know in Butler, with myself and Tucker Carlson, not this Monday, but next Monday on the 23rd, you'll be breaking a lot of that down as well. People going to be to that. It's going to be historic. I'm going to be up there with Tucker and with Jack Posobiec. TuckerCarlson.com. It's going to sell out. I talked to them this morning. They said it's exploded. They even expanded it, how many seats they have. You need to get it right now, TuckerCarlson.com. We'll fight this thing together.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Let me take some brain force. And then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula? Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the book's coming out. He's in Pennsylvania. He's from Pennsylvania. He's dialed in with all the great folks I'm working with and I'm talking to that are really getting the whistleblowers, the key intel, the investigators, all of it. That's what's got the Democrats so scared, and that's why they're coming out. I already put the clip earlier, but Senator Blumenthal and others saying it's going to shock you, a cover-up by the DHS, a stand-down. We'll put his book back on screen. It's coming out soon, I hope before World War III, I hope in time. Bulletproof, how a shot meant for Donald Trump took down Biden. So we've only got eight minutes left with you. Give us the bulletproof briefing and the first look at what you're going to be releasing a lot of in Reading, Pennsylvania, 2 Mondays from now on the 23rd with myself and Tucker Carlson. And then the intel you've got, oh, you can't give it away. But man, I mean, it's kind of like the Death Star is coming around the planet, clear to fire at the moon. Just this, you could cut the suspense with a knife here.
Well, Alex, it's incredible. And yes, of course, we did announce this the other day with Tucker Carlson, and all credit to him for putting this together, bringing us home to, for myself, bringing you guys home to Reading, Pennsylvania. I grew up just about 20 minutes from there. And I really invite everyone to come and join us on September 23rd, that Monday, not just because it's going to be a good time and not just because it's a rally in a swing state prior to the election, but because what we're going to do is we're going to use this rally to present a briefing. And I'm going to be giving a preview of Bulletproof at the meeting there. It's going to be a strategy session. It's going to be an intelligence briefing on the fact is I've got a private investigative unit that we've contacted and is working for us currently on the ground in Western Pennsylvania right now that is doing the shoe leather work to find out what really happened on J-13. We are tracking Thomas Matthew Crooks. We are tracking his associates. I'm just going to leave it at that. We are tracking other potential loose ends. All of the things that you've mentioned, all of the things that everyone has mentioned about why did this happen? Why did a member of the SWAT team leave the sniper's nest that was there conducting overwatch site over the AGR building? Why would you leave the sniper nest right as he comes across the building? Why did Chris Wray lie about shrapnel? Why did Chris Wray lie that Thomas Matthew Crooks was crawling up the building when we could see on video that he was jumping from building to building? Why did they lie about all of these things? And even why are they not talking about the IEDs that were found in his Hyundai Sonata, these IEDs that were not constructed alone, that he had help in building and potentially even help, I'll just say, in testing, and where it was that he did the testing of these. Again, this is information that's going to be released in Bulletproof, the book, which people can pick up. It's going to come out before the election. It is the first presidential assassination book of President Trump that has ever come out. It will also be the only one that's coming out prior to the election. We include our independent review, our independent investigation. Again, this was not conducted by me personally. This was a private investigative, licensed detectives, licensed PIs in the state of Pennsylvania that went and conducted this investigation. And what I can say, Alex, is that the investigation is ongoing. And so there's information that we've even compiled, that I should say that they've compiled, that they've shared with us, that we weren't even allowed to put into the book, or were not able to put into the book yet, because if we did, it would compromise their sources and methods in the ongoing investigation. So what we're going to do is we're going to release as much as we can at that rally, at that briefing with me, you, and Tucker in Reading. Then there's going to be more that comes out in the book, as much as we can. And then when the investigators are done being in the field, we're going to put out our final edition so that people can see it there. Now, Blumenthal and Hawley, right? Blumenthal and Hawley are terrified of what's going to be in there. Well, I shouldn't say Hawley is terrified, but the deep state is terrified. That's why they sent out
Blumenthal.
And so Blumenthal comes out, who is a Democrat, is left of the left. He is a far left liberal Democrat, no fan of Donald Trump. He is close allies with Chuck Schumer. So I think I would take everything that Blumenthal says with a grain of salt. If Blumenthal says, oh, it's going to shock you, oh, it's going to be appalling, I would tell you what he's going to put out is more than likely an example of a limited hangout. What is a limited hangout? A limited hangout is when an intelligence operation or a national security operation is exposed, and so certain information is then revealed to try to get the person that you are working with to agree to you, to agree with your story, to buy your story essentially, and then move on without asking any other questions. So what we were able to do in the book, and this is actually kind of interesting, we took what we've identified as 12 independent security failures, 12 independent security failures in federal and state law enforcement, and we put them all into the book, and we actually got AI. We got GPT-4 Omni. And in GPT-4 Omni, we input all of the 12 independent security failures. Then we also included the fact that a crazed gunman with malicious intent also arrived that day. And we went to GPT-4 Omni, which is the latest iteration from OpenAI, and we said, what are the chances that something like this would happen by chance? What are the odds that something like this would happen just by chance? The response we got, Alex, GPT-4 Omni, 1 in 1 septillion that all of this would happen by chance. And it said, because of the extreme unlikelihood that all of these things could happen randomly at the same time, it is more than likely it did not happen by chance. That's not us. That's GPT-4 Omni returned that response to us. And we walked through all 12 in the book. And we also walked through, by the way, people have totally forgotten how the regime tried to censor this story. They tried to censor the images. They tried to censor Google. Wouldn't allow you to search for the story. If you would search for it, they would pull up, they would say JFK assassination, RFK assassination. They wouldn't give you the information on the Trump assassination. And so we put all of that into the book.
They wouldn't even show the photo or videos of Trump being shot.
You went to go show the photos, you go in to show the videos, and they would pull up something else. Even for people who were, let's say if the algorithm is working the way they claim it does, if you had been searching for it, as many of us were in those first 2 weeks, or any information possible, then of course that would be in your tailored algorithm. But they took it out of the tailored algorithm, and they lied about the fact that they did it manually. It was obviously manual. Mark Zuckerberg has come out and talked about how national security agencies are totally involved with social media. They go right directly to the source, put pressure on you and tell you how to conduct your searches, how you allow things to propagate and spread on social media to be disseminated. Elon Musk has stepped out of that on X. Mark Zuckerberg potentially is talking about stepping outside of that. He says he made a political mistake for 20 years. Well, Mark, I'll believe it when I see it, all right? You know, trust but verify, I suppose. But look, Facebook censored, Google censored, and we know they censored for a reason, Alex. They smear what they fear and they censor what they fear, because one of the mainstream media's most powerful tools isn't necessarily bias, nor is it censorship. One of their most powerful tools is story selection. Which stories are allowed to be talked about and which stories are covered up.
So to be clear here, we had a major information operation that Google admitted a few weeks ago they ran for a month and a half, or still are. Can't see Trump being shot, can't see pictures. You search it, you see RFK, JFK, Martin Luther King. I mean, that is a major coordinated operation that for 8 hours, Forbes, everybody said, oh, he just fell down. They were getting ready to say, I guess he fell down and his head blew up if the bullet would have hit him directly as a direct hit. And so you have the directed stand down. You have Ronald Roe, the head of the Secret Service, who's actually running it, the deputy at the time, lying to Congress. We have it all, and we have them red-handed, and they are so concerned. In closing,
And Alex, one more piece that we do get into the book. Let's not forget too that they tried to pin this on the Iranians. They tried to say, oh, this was all Iran backed and Iran has a plot and Iran's going after Trump. And isn't it convenient that all of a sudden we hear about this Iranian assassination plot only hours after we see an assassin who doesn't appear to be Iranian in any way take a shot at Donald Trump? Alex, if that bullet had been 1 inch to the right, not only would we have seen a domestic, a real domestic crisis,
but war with Iran.
But we would have seen potentially the drums of war for Iran. And I guarantee you, this would be the way to get Trump supporters fully on board with war with Iran.
You're right.
The same way that you saw with Iraq, the same way you saw with Pearl Harbor, et cetera, et cetera. They use one of these attacks to then go and get support for the war that they already wanted to go for.
Absolutely. Jack Posobiec, incredible job. This is live. We'll archive it all to X, and y'all know everybody out there will boost it. This is the most critical intel. Thank you so much, and Godspeed. And when does Steve Bannon get out?
God bless. It's currently scheduled for the end of October, but his lawyers are trying to get that shortened.
Can't wait. Thank you so much. All right, extremely informative. Get that out to everybody, folks. We'll be posting it to X in the next hour. Handband out video. All right, I've got a boil down of some of the best questions and moments, an hour and a half interview with Glenn Beck. We're going to end the hour with, then Owen Schroyer takes over. Please remember, I can't do this alone. We need your funding. We make it easy. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, 30-plus amazing designs, one of the top designers in the country, designed stuff for the Trump companies, all of it. TheAlexJonesStore.com, you want to keep us on air, want to support the broadcast, go there. These are incredible shirts. I'm asking you to take action. You'll meet like-minded friends. You'll spread the word with the shirts. It's a 360 win. TheAlexJonesStore.com. One word, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Sign up for free on the email. Put in your email. Get put in a raffle for $138,000 super truck from Dodge. So amazing. Check out the video of the truck there. And when you buy t-shirts or ball caps or any of it, then you get put in 5 to 10 times, depending on the day. It varies every day for the raffle that is going until Halloween. It's all there. I need your support. Plus, these are great t-shirts. Take action. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. Go to our sponsors, DrJonesNaturals.com, all the great supplements, Nano Silver, Next Level Financial Energy, Kava Chill. Get all the great CBD gummies and CBD tincture for the lowest price for super quality at InfoWarsStore.com with the InfoWars MD brands. Look for those. InfoWarsStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you all for your support. Incredible job of the crew. Incredible job of the audience. I love you all. Here's the highlights of Glenn Beck. All of it's coming soon.
This has been controversial, even in my own building, to have him on. But I believe in free speech, even for people that I disagree with. If we lose the freedom to speak, there is no freedom. So today I welcome to the podcast a man I honestly never thought I would sit down with, Alex Jones. You are a hard guy to find anybody neutral about you. There's nobody neutral. You know, I was talking to my producers and they said, every source we find either loves him or absolutely hates him. Who are you? People think you're a villain or a hero. Talk to me about both of those labels. Who are you?
Have I had to quantify more like a Tasmanian devil?
So did you see yourself more as an Art Bell or a serious kind of journalist?
I didn't cover the UFO thing very much because I couldn't prove it.
Yeah.
And so I didn't really think of myself as a journalist. I thought, here's a UN report, because I'd go to the library all the time. Back then, you couldn't get them online. I'd go to the UT library, and the librarians loved it because I wanted stuff that was in the stacks. I'd say, I hear this is here. They'd go back, and they said, come back in a week and get me all this stuff, because they love that. And I would be on radio. That's why I started doing a website to make a documentary so I could actually show people. You know, like, oh, you don't believe there's UN signs at the parks. You don't believe there's a treaty signing it over as collateral, which they now admit. And a lot of countries sign their national parks over to Pfizer as collateral if the vaccine hurts people. I mean, Brazil was in a fight over that. I mean, and I was just exposing all this wild stuff. And to me, I was reading books written by Henry Kissinger, going and getting them and reading it on air, like you do, but with a chalkboard and, you know, with all the graphics. And so I didn't even see it as like, I've got credentials. I'm like.
No, you're just somebody discovering it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like you wake up at 2 a.m. to the dogs barking and the neighbor's house is on fire. You're not a, you're not a firefighter. You're not an arson specialist. You call 911 and you go knock on your door to make sure your neighbors are okay. There's fire shooting out. I didn't like, so I was more of an alarmist. I mean, I would say kind of a Paul Revere type, and I don't know exactly what's going on here. But look at this.
You look at the WEF, people say, well, that is just, you know, those are just people going up to ski and they have no real power. We can now see the results of their work with, you know, the Great Reset and everything else. Those things are now implemented. So that con of they don't have any power is over. What are these people trying to do?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. I remember the New York Times in 2012. I'm in Chantilly, Virginia, covering Bilderberg. It's this big conference center, golf course, shut down. There's helicopters, there's Marines, there's Secret Service everywhere, guys talking to their submachine guns. We have it all on tape, put films out, and you were covering it some of the time, and Drudge was, and that was it. And they would have articles saying we were making it up to that point. And they had a New York Times article that Jones was basically having hallucination that he was in the woods in Virginia, that there was a global meeting of elites. So back then it didn't exist. Then because of you covering it, and I'm giving credit, you covered it, and so did Drudge. All of a sudden they went, okay, it's there, but it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. They started then putting the list out of their agenda and the members, but not the guest. And so that's the political arm at the top of the pyramid. And you have the heads of the CFR, the heads of the Travel Commission, the head of the EU, the head of the UK. But I was there once, the King of Spain, because I stayed in the building after it was supposedly shut, and they threw me out. And they go, dun-dun-dun-dun, here comes the King of Spain walking in the front as I'm going out. Just wild stuff. And I got footage of David Rockefeller, you know, Henry Kissinger, helicopters landing. And not just there, I covered it in Europe, I covered it in England, I covered it in Canada, I covered it in Istanbul, Turkey, I covered it in Chantilly twice, and the heads of all the other big global management corporate systems, the Trilateral Commission, CFR, they're all there. And if you look at the 100 members, it's the heads of all the major top 100 corporations, the heads of the boards. Mm-hmm. And then you learn most of them are going to Bohemian Grove.
I think we're experiencing a death cult now. I mean, I think it's Malthusian at its nicest. It's an absolute death cult that we're dealing with now. I mean, the love of blood, from abortion to, gender mutilation to war, it's remarkable how, this cult is just all about death.
They believe, from their own writings and statements, people that I know are into this occult organization, but in their public statements, that they are the alpha apex predator. And that just like if you're in a city that borders woods and you don't have any coyotes or wolves or mountain lions anymore, the deer overpopulate and they fall apart. They see it as they're the wolves doing us a favor culling the sheep, and that it's their job through social Darwinism that, as you said, comes out of Malthus. And Malthus just said, starve the poor, give them diseases, crowd them all together, societal collapse within 100 years. He was wrong. You're right. He was nice compared to them who directly dumb you down and poison you and want to get rid of you. And when you actually study this deeper, they believe they're doing us a favor. But when you look at their affect and their own families, their behavior, they're really sinister, greedy, hateful people who pretend like they're filling this niche, this need of the social Darwinists. For people that don't know what that is, obviously the robber barons. In the 1880s, 90s, and, you know, into the trust busting, had articles written and books written about, hey, it's good that we're enslaving and cheating and forcing other companies to shut down and monopolies, because that's just the way it is. Might makes right. And so now they've had to hide it because of, you know, the kind of classical liberalism that was against that. They then became liberalism so they can wrap themselves in that when they truly are the death cult. And if you had to use anything close to it, it's a high tech Nazi type operation wrapped in a liberal package.
After 9/11, that's when people really, I think, start to know your name. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah. And good or ill, you are the original truther, aren't you?
Yes. I mean, look, I'd seen Operation Northwoods that was declassified about 2 years before 9/11. ABC News, U.S. government planned to hijack jets, bomb buildings, mass shootings as a pretext to invade Cuba and war with Soviet Union. And I knew that Kennedy killed the plan and fired L.L. Lemonster and Curtis LeMay on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And I knew that Operation Ajax to overthrow Mossadegh in 53 had been staged. That was declassified. Kermit Roosevelt did that. I knew that that our ships were not attacked in the Gulf of Tonkin in 64. And literally hundreds of other examples. It's pretty much established that in 1898, William McKinley's Navy and the sea in the Maine and Havana Harbor to get us in the Spanish-American War, our own government blew that up. That didn't mean I don't think there's radical Islam and that it's a serious threat and that it was involved in some levels. Mm-hmm. So the media misrepresented a lot of what I said, but I was saying before they blew up the towers that I thought they were going to blow them up because the feds had, and I interviewed Ahmad Salam, who was an Egyptian security asset and working for the FBI, and the Muslims were going to bomb the World Trade Center the first time, in 92. And he recorded the Fed saying, make a real bomb and go ahead and basically let it happen. So I interviewed him. So I was already really on this in Oklahoma City, and I interviewed the witnesses and the police. And, and what really happened, the bombs they found that were unexploded in the building and all the eyewitnesses. So I was already, you know, really dialed up on that. So the morning it happened, back then, stuff wasn't archived on the web. I was at my home studio. I you know, had my other small studio, and we had like VHS machines and DVD burners and a DV cam hooked to TV. We could record TV that way. But I was on the air that day. I just went on, not just my own show, but did all the other shows on a little network I was on. From the time it happened, I mean, I ran out the shower. I just had ate breakfast and took a shower and then heard it was happening. Ran in, turned it on, started covering it with the TV on while it happened. And then we saw the buildings collapse the way they did. We saw the reports. And for me, I said, it looked like bombs. I said, this could be an inside job. And then about a mile away, there was a pizza place, and I've been on air since until 4:30. And I was going to come back on a few hours on my own nighttime show I did. So I drive and I listen to CBS radio back when they had CBS News, live coverage on 590 in Austin. And I pull up, get the pizza, and I'm driving back. They go, all right, Building 7, the Solomon Brothers building, could damage the buildings. They've decided to control demolition. They're going to bring it down. Anybody goes finds the archive, you'll find that. And we have other news saying it. So I'm going, okay, they're going to bring it down the building. That takes time. So I'm eating the pizza in the car, listening to this. I go, I got to get back on here. So I run in there, and I say, they're saying on CBS they're getting ready to blow up this building. So I start taking callers, and they go, yeah, I heard that on NPR just now. But back then, stuff didn't get archived, so you just heard it once.
Right.
And then Building 7, boom, 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 falls. And then you've got BBC, CNN, and a bunch of others. This footage is all out there for your viewers saying, anybody on X, when this clip gets posted, they'll post it all under. That's what's great about it. I don't do the work anymore. I just say, remember this clip? It's all right there. And I didn't see this till years later because I wasn't watching all the channels. 3 years after 9/11, NBC, CNN, BBC, they all decided, I'm not saying they all have the same group, but they get coordinated. Archives have gotten cheaper. They go, we're all going to archive 9/11. Well, nobody thought to not have that. So I hadn't seen the BBC on two channels and Aaron Brown on CNN and all these others going, that building has been destroyed. It fell in its own footprint. And they're going, well, it's still there. So they gave them the order. Said it was about to come down in its own footprint. First they said they're going to blow it up, and they go, no, no, people talk about that. No, 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 it's going to fall in its own footprint. On three channels, they get it early. They jump the gun, and it hasn't fallen, and then it falls 27 minutes later.
I think you are not a thinking human being, especially when you see what happened to Sandy Berger. There was some connection with our government and 9/11. Whether they planned it, knew it, I don't know. But you can't look at what, you know, Sandy Berger goes in and he goes through all the records of past presidents, both Republican and Democrat, takes papers out, destroys them, and then he gets his security clearance taken away for a year. Somebody was hiding something. I don't know what it was, but somebody was definitely hiding something.
I see populist conservatives, Christians everywhere really unifying now because
we have to.
We have to.
And we, Alex, I'm sure there's tons of stuff that we disagree with, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And
we agree America's in trouble.
Agree that America's in trouble, and I am a free speech absolutist. Period.
That's what America is.
Yeah. If you are an enemy of free speech, I'm your enemy. You're going after somebody and not you, but I mean, they've gone after, they've gone after Bill Maher, who I have nothing in common with back after the World Trade Center went down. I stood with him.
You did.
Because free speech is the cornerstone of everything.
And I know you know this, but I didn't know this until it happened to me. I thought when you're young, you know everything. You get old, nothing.
Yeah.
You don't just get silenced when they silence you. They can then lie about you, misrepresent you, and steal your, and they build this thing you're not, and you can't respond. That's why you've got to let really horrible speech go, because the answer, the antidote, is the good speech.
Yes. Alex Jones.
Glenn, thank you so much.
Thank
amazing.
You. God bless you.
The coolest studios in America.
Thank you.
By the way, you're an amazing artist.
Yeah,
I'm not kissing your ass. It's true.
Thank you.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.